Don't want to remember that one, do we? What am I playing with words on you, folk? He makes God a liar. I have done it. I said it for years and years. I have done it. Be not high-minded. I have done it. For if God spared not the natural branches, take heed, lest he also spare not thee. For if God spared not the angels that sin, cast them down to hell and deliver them to chains of darkness to be reserved unto judgment, making them an ensample unto those that after should live ungodly with the filthy conversation of the wicked. Like a time I saw the woman's breast come back up. The Lord knoweth how to reserve the unjust unto the day of judgment to be punished. But, in case you didn't get it, chiefly them that walk after the flesh, I have done it in the lust of uncleanness and despise somebody ruling over them. In case you didn't get it, I have done it. Presumptuous are they, self-willed, not afraid to speak evil of dignities. I have done it where even angels, which are greater in power and might, bring not railing accusation against them before the Lord. Even angels don't do what people do. I have done it. God didn't spare the angels. But these, as natural brute beasts, made to be taken and destroyed, they speak evil of things that they understand not. I have done it, and they shall utterly perish in their own corruption. And shall receive a reward of unrighteousness as they that count it pleasure to ride in the daytime. I have done it. Spots they are, blemishes, sporting themselves with their own deceivings while they feast with you. I have done it. If there's ever a place where you could see the cursings of any person's status, it's here. You see it all right here. Right here. Right here. You see it right here. Right here. We got it all right here. Yeah, we even got little young girls that's just a 13, 14 boy and 15 years old. And I mean, here. We have it all right here. Yeah. Sister Burgess over there. And all the while I was preaching, she hollered, "Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord." I said, "Shut up." What a way to say. Be quiet. Listen. Have you heard those words lately? Have you heard those words lately? Shut up. Listen. I'd go back to preaching and she'd holler, "Oh, Lord." And I said, "Shut up, woman. Shut up." I said, "You don't you understand why you're hollering? You ain't listening. Trying to preach faith to you. Trying to get you where you can believe God and you're hollering, won't hear what I say." You keep on going like that. "Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord.
Oh, God. Lamasiko, lamasi. 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 Oh, God. 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 Oh, God.
Huh? Are you sure? Oh, well, then what are you doing? Your faces. Let me show you again. I will try very well to show what I see on your faces. Are you looking at me close? What does that say? Huh? What does that say? I've even told you time and time again what to do about it. I said, "You're not going to walk in here on Sabbath morning and have to get here, decide to do it after you're here. You're going to have to do this daily. And so you'll be ready whenever you're confronted with the situation. You don't sit back and say, 'Well, I'll just wait until it comes and I'll deal with it.' No, no, you're prepared for it. That's the Boy, it doesn't make no difference how I say it, am I? I am just not going to find people. It's so hard. You know, Solomon said it like this. He said, 'I only found one man.' He was a wise man. So he knew what to look for. So I couldn't find one woman. Now, again, I have to try to explain that. Because if you don't, your iniquity is going to think you're the man. And you women are going to think you're the woman. But what he simply says in the man, well, I can't find one government on this earth that's a government run by God. All right. And I can't find one religion, one woman,
one religious system that was submitted to Almighty Yahweh. Judged by one government, and that was found in Jesus Christ. That was a man. So I couldn't find a man, but he found him. And he sent his Holy Spirit in the world so you can fight. So you can have a government. So you can be ruled over. But he said, you trust in your religion, you trust in your spirituality, and you won't find one power, one authority in it. They can't rule over you. Hey, your spirituality is a farce, won't you? Amen. You see, what people don't realize that when Jesus comes, he's going to set up a government.
Hallelujah.
He's not going to set up a religion. He got a spiritual people, not those who think they're spiritual. So he won't need a religious system. He won't need to set up a government. What am I saying this? Lord, I'm gonna send back and wrote that out, huh? And you don't know how profound. Oh God, help these people. You know, over the last couple, we've been here. I don't know how many years we've been here on these grounds. 20 years, maybe. Before that, I came down to South Carolina here. And if there's ever a man on the face of the earth that has all manner of evil, has spoken against him falsely. Can't get no words out of you, though, can I? You know why? Because some of you contribute to that. Some of you spoke things against me falsely. Amen. Or if you spoke even truth and you spoke against me, it was false to do it.
Right.
Who are any of you anywhere to lay any charge to God's elect?
Amen.
And I'm the personification on this earth today of God's elect.
Amen.
I didn't say I was the whole elect, but I am. And all the elect of God are going to have fellowship with me, and no disagreement. We will walk together. Now, if you don't do that, if you can't see this one, then you're not part of it. That's all to it. Because what you have to do to make your calling election sure is to agree to that. And to do that, you have to repent. And that's something this generation refuses. I mean, they don't just not accept repentance. They refuse it. You don't know the difference? And a lot of people, if you offer repentance, they take it. That's all God's done in this last generation, was offer them repentance. And they won't take it. They refuse it. See how you? Right there, when I made that statement, right there, God was again offering you a repentance. I gave her, remember the woman? Jezebel, the religious system, the spirituality, I gave her space to repent.
Amen.
You suffered that religious spirit to rule over you. Huh? And look at this. Some of you still under the dollar. I didn't mean to come, but I look at your faces. I should be able to walk in this house and have an enlightened people. The scripture says, what's he talking about? I'll give you an example. You know, one of the things that God allowed me to do and direct me to do and was create a community as a model community.
Yeah.
At one time we had five or six of them that were patterned after what God has shown me. When I saw some of the other ones that started with me start going their own pattern, I would even comment about it. See, you didn't learn that from me. You learned about communities from me, but you didn't continue on what God showed. That's the same thing with you. You weren't the pattern. God didn't show you how to have a community.
No, he didn't.
No, you're not the pattern. This is the one that God gave the pattern to. See, isn't that something? You're so afraid to say to me, aren't you? This house right here. See, that's why you're even here. It's a pattern of receiving the prophet. You are here because you received the prophet. Really? Or are you? And those that leave are those that will not receive the prophet. Huh? Now I can stand there all morning long and go after example after example after example. Look, you know why you get like that? You say, uh-oh, maybe you're going to give me an example. So I don't want to hear him talk about these other ones. Because if you talk about that one, oh, that's me.
Thank you, Jesus.
So I don't hear mention this one. I don't hear mention that one. Because that's me.
Thank you, Jesus.
That's why God wrote the things in the Bible as an example or a pattern. And when you see, oh, that's me. One of the things that blessed me so much and helped me through so much was when I made that confession of sin.
Oh, Jesus.
I still remember the question came out. Is there any prophet in the Bible that ever committed adultery?
Oh,
David was the only one that we know.
Yes. Amen.
Amen.
And this house. God, do I have to do this again? Why? You people just don't love God. It's just two of you. I'm telling you, if you love God, you would love me. Yeah, you would sit there and look, question, and you see I'm questioning your love. I told you, how many times have I said in this place that this life of God, it's based on a condition of love. There's nothing in the world that this morning I had God remind me of that. One time when I was going through a real difficult time, my brother Merlin showed up at my front doorstep. And opened the door and he stood there, tears in his eyes. He said, "Brother Stair, love never fails." Isn't that something? Love never failing. You see why I'm not failing? Because I got love for God. And it happens to reach to you. And even to my enemy. But this is a generation that hates love, hates life, hates truth, and hates God. And some of you people, if you don't get that clean heart and get that damn hatred out of your heart for the things of God and stop fighting against God's love, you're going to be lost. Now sit there and look at me again. Say, not me. But all I can tell you is the only reason I can comprehend why God gives so many severe warnings is because you're in danger of hell.
Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah.
And so he's warning you.
Yes, Lord.
To flee from the wrath to come.
Amen.
And when Jesus comes, that's the wrath.
Yes, Lord.
I even told you that.
Hallelujah.
Isn't that something?
Yes, Lord.
Did anybody remember how I told you that?
Oh, Jesus. Thank you, Father.
Where's your wife at? What's that for?
Oh, Jesus.
That is old Solomon, huh?
Oh, Jesus.
Just can't seem to get this age of women.
Amen. Jesus.
Hallelujah. Women ruling.
Yep. Not Lord. Amen.
Come on, sisters.
Yes.
Lord. Don't get mad at me.
Amen.
Women want to rule.
Not Lord. Yes.
Children have more children so they can impress us.
Amen.
See, nobody wants to grasp that.
Hallelujah.
When you think the Scripture says children are impressive, you think they're taking the club and beating you. No, that little boy over there is an oppressor.
Yes.
You can't satisfy him.
No.
He wants more and more and more and more until the parents sometimes get frustrated.
Hallelujah.
Don't know what to do.
Jesus.
So he's an oppressor. He pushes and demands. That's little children. That little baby back there.
Jesus.
He's starting to assert himself now.
Hallelujah.
It takes two or three to take care of that one all day long. Because it's all he's going to do it. Be it. Children will become sit down and behave yourself. That don't work today. Not today. No. Oh, my child's different. No, they're not. Don't have me no child. Lie to yourself all you want to. Children are an oppressor. The spirit of the sage. No, I don't really know where to begin because you see I'm on so many frequency, and you say, well, what in the world? I can't tell you people how many times I've been told in my lifetime, you're done, you're finished, you're over, you're dead. And here I still am here. And that doesn't seem to be, see that old devil said, a long time ago, way before time began, is I'm going to exalt myself on the throne of God. I'm going to take your place, God, and he's out here hollering his head off, and God's still God. Isn't that something? Boy, that is some kind of spirit, boy. That is some kind of a spirit. That is some kind of a spirit. Come on. Huh? Throw him down to earth, kick him right down. Take his place for him on earth. And that's nothing, you folks. You still want to fight. Hell is in the center of the earth. Yes. That's the place that God prepared for the devil and his angels.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Glory.
Amen. Amen.
And hell is enlarging itself. 7 billion people. That's to make room for them. And they're doing it, aren't they? What are they trying to do? Reduce population. Where do you think those people are going to go? Where do you think the millions that have been killed with wars and stuff? You think of innocent? Well, they're killing innocent. There's none of them innocent. They're all raising hell. On their way to hell. America's raising hell. We're in hell over here. This is a hellish nation. Now, I want to try to say something that God gave me, but before I do, I got to deal with something. Because you see, people say to me, you make me look better. I remember when Charles was here, he said, you keep putting me down. I said, no, man, you're doing it yourself.
Amen.
Yeah. See, iniquity doesn't want to. It just doesn't want to identify me. It just doesn't. It'll fight. You cut off the servant's head, he'll wag his tail. He'll keep right on wagging his tail. Until the sun goes down. That's a fact, you know.
Hallelujah.
Well, why would the sun go down? Well, what does it keep that little... I don't know that. Why don't you admit it, folks, that you hardly know anything?
Amen.
You don't know why God made you. You don't know why he saved you. You don't know what he saved you from. You're so full of your damn junk in your heads. We were told what to do, but we're not going to do it, are we?
No.
Cast down.
Oh, yes, Lord.
Cast down.
Oh, God.
That's not an easy work, brother. Come on. You think you're doing your passive like that?
No.
You think that's the way you're going to cast something down just passively?
No.
Say bye-bye.
Oh, God, Jesus.
Cast down.
Oh, yes, Lord.
And every imagination of his heart.
Yes, Lord.
Is only
evil.
Yes, Lord.
Continuously.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
So God give you a way out of that.
Yes.
Cast down.
Yes.
See it? You see, he's putting them together.
Yes.
And every imagination of his heart is
only
evil against God,
yes.
Opposing God,
yes.
Fighting God,
yes.
Resisting God,
yes.
Every.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
So God gives you the solution. Cast down every. There it is again.
Yes.
Every imagination, which is evil. Cast it down. Cast it out.
Yes.
Give it no place.
Hallelujah.
And exalt itself above the knowledge of God. And pray, 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 pray. Oh, God. How can you change him, God? Such a hard heart. God, it's unbelievable. Oh. I know y'all don't like this. Because I learned a long time ago that they're not going to love me.
Oh, Jesus.
They sure ain't going to like me.
No. Hallelujah.
That's a sure thing.
Oh, God.
And what we don't like is somebody to be like God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. You see, so you're right, but God won't act like that.
Hallelujah.
Huh? So we got this idea that we're going to escape the wrath of God by being passive.
No.
No, escape is means you got to flee for your life.
Amen.
Who hath warned you? Who hath warned you? Who hath warned you? That ain't just a nonchalant walk, you know.
No.
I was reading that this morning. Let him not come down and take his clothes and pack them. Let him not go back and get his food. Take with him.
Amen.
Flee now. Flee. I'll tell you, it's not a passing this.
Amen.
I had another scripture go through my mind this morning, thinking about certain people, what they've done. And God said to me, son, I told you, they lost, defeated.
Amen.
From before there.
Yes.
And we see these fearful sights, and we turn around. I don't want to see it. And it's a shame that you people have to constantly be warned about that nonchalant.
Amen. Yes, Lord.
Christopher did come to me last night and say he was sorry. But see, what he did yesterday provoked me. And so I said, shut up! Mm-hmm. First time I said to you like that, wasn't it? Wasn't it?
Oh, bless you, Jesus.
Amen. This first time I said it like that.
Yeah.
Come on, I got afraid. Yeah, I did. I looked at my scripture and said, you shut up.
Amen.
Huh? Now, don't tell me I haven't admonished him. I even told him and you that I let him get away with a lot of that.
Oh, Jesus.
Because I think his heart is right. But when I started yesterday, he had no right to interfere with what I was trying to do because I was dealing with a very precarious situation. And not only did it involve him, even though it did even involve him that much.
Right.
Because he was not basically involved with the storage out there.
Jesus. Oh, bless you, Jesus.
Even said to me, listen, you people, you sit right there, and you hear me, and you watch, and you listen. And then when I call it to your attention, you say, what's he talking about?
Jesus.
He even said to me after, he said, you know, it's going to be good what you're doing, because he says, I don't even know where all this stuff is at.
I know.
And that's what I'm trying to do. That's what I'm trying to do. Let's start getting this thing in order.
Bless you, Jesus.
Let's get our thoughts in order, our hearts in order, so we know where things are at. So we know when this is iniquity. So we'll know when that's wrong. So come on, let's get it. Let's set the house in order. Come on, brothers. Why can't you see that? That's what God put us here. This is the house of God that we can see. And this is what he wants you to know. He wants to be a plan in order. He wants an account of it. Come on. That's our voice. Come on, in front.
Oh,
God.
Lord.
Why are you fighting that again? Tell me, please. Why? You better repent of that wickedness. You were told, like everybody else out there, listen to me. You stop tending this prophet. You do me no harm. The job is too intricate. It's much higher than even I am. And if I don't get up that high place, I can't do it.
Glory to God.
See, first of all, I know who you are. So then you got to be dealt with very careful hands.
Lord.
You know what some of you would do? Well, you found one of these little ones. Well, he was one of the little ones. But see, love is not easily offended. So he loved me so much, I got by without offending him.
Praise
We're supposed to take an offense.
Praise
huh?
Yeah, amen.
Supposed to take an offense. Then I'd have said to brother, that wasn't my intent.
That's right.
Hallelujah.
I wouldn't recommend you being offended at me.
Amen.
I'm dealing with something higher than you and me both. So don't get see, and love say, okay, I won't get offended.
That's all right.
You hear me? How about you? Are you getting offended, some of you, right now?
Oh, bless you.
I remember the day when David Jackson would come flying into the radio room. And he, Brother Starr, he said, I want to tell you something. God just showed me. You are guaranteed a place in heaven. I thought, boy, that's good. Wow. Hallelujah. And he quoted that scripture. Blessed are you when men revile you and persecute you and say all manner of evil against you falsely. Rejoice and be exceedingly glad, for great is your reward in heaven. For so, here's the scripture he emphasized, for so persecuted the prophets that were before you. Well, here he is. You, even if you have a calling of a prophet, around here, I'll still be for you. You're going to get behind me. You prophets out there, I have no doubt that God calls you to be prophets, but you're going to get behind me. And if you don't like that phrase, that means just get in your place, and then you'll be very valuable. Yes, Lord. Don't put you down.
No.
Huh? I'm behind Christ. I'm following him. He said, get behind me now. What's wrong with that? He knows the way. Does he put me down because he says follow me? Is that what he's doing? Does he know what to do? Does he know where to lead? Does he know how to take his throne? Get behind me, sir. Come on, follow me. Get behind me. You don't not know what you think you know, but you don't know it all. Now, I can stand here all morning and talk about, you know, the question. You've even done it. I wonder why the people are leaving. And every time that happens, they'll say, it's something he done. Or something I done. Why have you left me in this work with God? Oh, while you're still here, some of you?
Jesus.
How come you're not wholly following?
Glory. Glory.
I have told you before, don't be a guest in any shape or form.
Hallelujah.
I couldn't let that spirit be against me. And what I was trying to do yesterday, that's devastating.
Yes.
I couldn't let him be against me.
Amen.
How dare him or any of you call me a liar?
Amen. Hallelujah.
That's a charge.
Glory. Glory.
Against God's elect.
Glory.
Or the one that is elected to show you God.
Amen.
I've been elected to manifest the presence of God on earth.
Yes,
oh, now, isn't that big stuff? Isn't that big? You've been elected.
Yes.
Now are we the sons of God.
Yes.
We've been elected to show God's love and God's grace and God's mercy. Yeah, we've been elected.
Yes.
To make our holy election sure we got to respond righteously.
Yes.
You know too much, don't you?
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus.
Why? I can't find anybody that understands this God.
Hallelujah.
I got a bunch of scriptures up here, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm afraid so, because they're so beautiful. They're so,
oh, Jesus.
They're so, for instance, one little one just came to my mind. Paul said, he said, I'm revealing a mystery.
Glory.
That was hid.
Yes, Lord.
Hid.
Right.
Right.
Do you know how many things I showed you that was hid from you?
Hallelujah.
And one of the mysteries that was hid, that there would be a prophet.
Yes.
And it's still hid. We still don't know who he is.
Hallelujah.
Not yet.
Glory.
We don't.
Glory.
No, we don't.
Amen.
Or you might believe so, but it's still not yet been revealed, because it's got to be revealed to the whole world.
Amen.
Revelation truth is first revealed to God's people.
Hallelujah.
So that it can then be revealed through them.
Glory
to the rest of the
world.
We are the revelation.
Hallelujah.
That's why God's spending so much time with this little group right here. What did he reveal with that little 12 right towards the end?
Hallelujah.
What did he reveal? Profound truth. That was hit from them guys from the first time you met him.
Right.
He was so concerned about it that one day after, just before he came to that, he said, hey fellas, let's see what you learn.
Right. Amen.
Who do men, who, not what?
Right.
Hear me again!
Amen.
I know you don't like my way of using English. It's not what you know, it's who you know.
Glory.
I got in the house a while ago, lay meditating, and the Lord took me back to a statement that I heard from Herbert W. Armstrong many years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, of course, now you folk never heard me say it.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sure was that.
Glory.
He had been a trip around the world. And Herbert W. Armstrong, no matter what you want to say, he was a phenomenon.
Hallelujah.
Yeah. Well, tomorrow.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Well, I never heard them, but I did. So when I tell you something, then believe
it. Glory, glory, glory.
I can name names that you people have never heard,
oh God,
but they were very profound. God used them one way or another.
Yes,
Lord. Oil Jaggers, yeah. Eddie Oxendine, who lived? Why, they were the men that came up with the never-die theology.
No. Okay.
What they taught was that you would never die.
Yeah.
What happened to them? Well, they died.
Amen.
Amen.
That took care of their testimony.
Yes, sir.
Father Divine, Daddy Grace.
Oh, God.
I named evangelists you people don't even know about. I knew about them.
Yeah.
The most of them existed in the last 100 years.
Amen.
You know, brothers, you are disgusting. If you think God's looking down on you with a smile today, you can forget it.
Amen.
He is so grieved with us.
Yes, he is.
He is so grieved.
Yes, he is.
That we will not apply ourselves,
yes,
to the knowledge he's given us.
Right.
It should make ready,
right,
for his sudden appearance.
Hallelujah.
And you're not going to be able to do it when that time comes.
Amen.
You're going to have to be prepared.
Yeah.
Look at him. Just like doing,
yeah,
your face.
No.
You're not going to put on a happy
mercy
face right there.
No,
no, you're going to start seeing his coming,
yeah,
now. And preparing for it.
Yeah.
By getting everything out of your heart. So when that comes, well, you're right there. Sonny said to me, no one!
Mm.
No one!
Help us, Lord.
Not one.
Help me, Lord.
Could find a man there.
Jesus.
And then when the woman showed up, she didn't even recognize
him. My Lord.
If there's anybody in that group that should have recognized him, it was Mary.
Sure.
He had been very close to her and her close to him. So close that today the world says that they had a relationship. And they did. They had a lot deeper than the world knows about.
Oh, yeah.
There was a love in that woman's heart.
Hallelujah.
She said she's loved.
Aha!
Uh-huh. There was a very close relationship there. But even she didn't recognize me. Did she? May I have a body so I can bury it? When God shows in your midst, do you recognize it?
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
But he wouldn't talk like that. When are you going to stop that?
Amen.
When are you going to stop this nonsense that God would do what you're doing? Because I'm doing what God... All I have is a conduit. This is God's doing.
Amen.
This is God's doing. This is what God is doing.
Yes.
He's perfecting you.
Yes.
He's working on you. This is the work that God is doing. You despise us, you marvel. This is the work. This is the end time, last time work. This is it. Now, unless you don't believe that. If you don't believe that, then what are you even doing here? Go seek your own. Now, I don't know whether the snot nose or wise guy's even listening. But I'm going to use this one more example of somebody leaving.
Oh, Jesus.
Because he came online this morning. His name is Dave. Now, everybody, see, you are my witnesses.
Hallelujah.
If anybody should be able to back me up on this, it should be you.
Hallelujah.
The very first time he came, I told him he didn't come right.
Right.
I even said what he was going to do. I said, he's going to sit up here, going to run out of money,
Jesus,
and then he's going to expect me to take care.
Yes.
Well, you should have heard him this morning. You don't know if he leave, or even when he left out there. Even when he left, all I was doing was get him out of the house.
Amen.
That was all I was doing.
Amen.
I even told him that. Look at this damn house. You're some boy. You are, well, I'd like to know what you people hear when I talk. I'd like to know where your ears are. I'd like to know where your ears are, please.
Hallelujah.
And glory. You ought to hear what it says now. He said, I came down because you asked me to. Never did. Never did. Even said, don't come like that. And what I said, I'll say to everybody, I've never asked anybody to come here. I just presented what we have here. And then if you seem to be led of God, then I would try to find out whether you really are led of God. I never made none of you come here. I never made any of you give your bodies.
true.
Well, why is it so quiet? Because this is the kind of stuff that's forming in the hearts of the people. That's why they left.
Hallelujah.
How many times did I sit there and he said, I love you? I said, no, you don't. Well, he says, I came down there, sold everything to come. That's okay. I didn't tell him to do it, don't.
No.
See? He says, then I had to get in the trailer with a lot of bugs because you wouldn't take me in. This is the stuff he wrote to me today.
Jesus.
And I very quickly, when I saw that, then I tried to move him out. And did move him out.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Because I knew he's running up. Look, you're not my witnesses, huh? Isn't this such? I really can't turn to you folks. Well, I don't think you're done right by him. Or I don't, You know why then? Because you're the one who admit I've done right by you. You folks really think you earned this place, don't you? You really think you added something to it, haven't you? The truth of the matter is you came with nothing. And God's trying to fix it so he don't leave with nothing. He wants to leave out here and take you into the kingdom. Hallelujah. Your nothing don't mean a thing in the kingdom. You understand that? I wish somebody get it out of your heart, man. Maybe you'll get grateful.
Oh,
look at him. I can just see somebody stick by me again. Because you're under delusion, people, that you think that God doesn't know what's in your heart.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
I'm just showing you the point. He says to me, then you move me out to the clay lane next to a hog pen. That's a nice place.
Yeah.
Amen. He said, I got a job and gave you all my money. We gave him more money than...
That's right.
Even when he left, we gave him a car. Because when he came, we broke down. We gave him money to go. And I didn't even tell him to do that. After he done it.
Amen.
What I told him was, I'm going to help you get off the house. Because I didn't want you living out there. And you getting a bind, and I got a house I can't get you out of. See, I was going to rent him a house and give him some money. And I told him, when I called, he had already done his own thing. You're a liar, Dave. And I'm so glad today. I hope you're listening. I plead with him to listen. You're a liar, sir. Said I took a box from his little boy his grandma gave him. I said, well, what box is that? You know, not this lies.
Yeah.
It's lies. Fed him. I see, one of the reasons why I thought he made him leave today is because he was down with a job that we had got for him. Every paycheck he made, he was taking money from us because we would have got paid for doing it. But we gave it to him so he could make a little money. Couldn't find a job of his own. Is that the way you're going to treat us, you, brother? I hope not. Don't hold it.
Bless you.
He don't do me right. That's all I ever heard from a bunch of welfare recipients. All the years I worked with welfare, they don't give me enough. They don't do me right.
That's right.
I don't know when I get some food stamps and they don't give me enough. I went and had five more kids and they won't give me enough.
Jesus.
And that's the way this name it and claim it religion is brought to you. God don't give me enough. Give me some more, God. He said, have food and rain be content. No, God don't give me enough. I want T-bone steaks and I want vacation. Yes, sir. Yes. He don't do me right. Ain't that right? Got me living in an old house over here. Got to use a wood stove. Got to walk out and use a shower. No hot water, right? He don't do me right.
Thank you, Lord.
I put him out of the house with a shower. With air conditioning. That's something he wouldn't have got here. That's one reason why I wouldn't even bring him here. Because I didn't think you could live like that. Pig pen. I've been out there 10 times and I've never seen a pig pen yet. Been all over out in the fields. The only pig pen out there, I guess, was the one he was living in. Maybe he made it a pig pen, huh? Oi, oi, oi. Now, you think I'm trying to get... I don't think it's worth it. I just want to show you how people lie on you. You ain't a man of God. Now, here's the said, no, you don't. How many times did I say, right? You're, right. Right. No, you don't love me. You don't love me.
Amen.
And see what happened down there at the job that we got him. He was smoking. That was one of the first things he did. Now, he was allowed to smoke, but not in the rooms. But so defiant.
Amen.
He could have stepped outside. He could have went to a room where they smoked at. But the man had no smoking rooms. That was one of the first things he did. Then we found out a lot of things he did.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
We found out the other day that he took his boy with him down to some town. What's you taking your boy with him on the job?
Amen.
Huh?
Amen.
Huh? And they're sitting there watching TV. On a job when he's supposed to be working. That's the reason why he walked off the job when a man called his hand. The man called his hand on the smoke and he just left. We didn't inform the man he could leave
it. Amen.
Oh, bless
you. Now, let me tell you something, brothers. You see, what I'm trying to do again, I had a scripture come through. God.
Lord. Oh, Jesus.
Well, if I didn't know the scriptures, I'd be all right. I could play dumb too, couldn't I? Couldn't I? Maybe I could say, well, I didn't know that, Lord.
Lord God.
Don't hold me responsible. Because I don't know. See, there's one thing. Like, this should be the end of the world.
Yes, Lord.
And you want me to feel sorry for you guys? Huh? Because you think you're like, you got yourself all screwed up?
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Oh, bless you.
Huh? All over this world, they're crying, help me out, preacher, help me out. Well, they love the world. They won't give it up. They won't give. How about you? Have you given up everything you learned in the world yet? Have you really given it up? Or are you still trusting some down in Egypt a little bit more? See, that's one thing you can't understand, because people can, they can fuss at me all day long. They know that the devil knows I'm not trusting in this money system. He knows that. He knows that. And so he says, just what are you going to do? I can't hardly wait. I can't hardly wait. I really can't. I got so mad at God yesterday. I said, I walked over and looked at the mail, and there she had almost 8,000-9,000. I said, my God, not again. Not again. Look, $8,000, and I get angry. I said, come on, God, because as long as you give me this money, I got to stay on the radio. But, brother, you are, boy, you let God tell me I can get off that radio. I'm done. I'll go hide somewhere. What a target I am for this generation. You let God tell me I can get away from you folk. I'll do it, boy. I'll do it just as sure as I will. Yes, I will. Yes, I will. I'm tired of the daggers, the evil spirits that pop out at me, and the resistance is so hard that I got all the hard heads that I got to get a hard head. That we bump heads, and no matter how much I hurt your head, I can't bump your head without hurting mine. Can't do it. I can't wound you without being wounded. Well, he was wounded. That's right. So why are we still wounding him? He was wounded for our transgressions.
Yes, Lord.
And all he did that for to show you that you have your transgressions forgiven and removed.
Amen.
You don't have to continue in your transgression. And your stuff. No, you don't. You don't stay in your own way. He shows you a new and living way. You can give up your way and walk in his way. I think that's a pretty good deal for a bunch of folks to screw up everything.
Amen.
I really do.
Yes.
You don't have to stop drinking, just drink out of his bottle. Don't stop eating, just eat what he got. It's better than anything the world's got. Boy, oh boy! If nobody here is taking the seat that the Lord has got. Nobody is taking the Bible, right? Nobody for taking that device, ain't you? I hope I never see you again. I hope so too. I don't want to see you in a resurrection. And boy, what you just did, sir, has sealed your eternal damn. You go against the working of God, the Holy Ghost. There's no way as a man I would have done anything that was done for you. Nothing. There's no way as just a mere man would I have done anything. No way.
Correct.
it all.
Amen.
I wasn't dealing with you yesterday, man.
Amen.
We were told a long time ago, I'm going to send my angel. Now, this place, we believe that the messenger is an angel messenger. And if you don't understand that, that's because you don't believe it. I told you where your lack of understanding is. Please. See, only about 10 or 15 here will say, I believe what you're saying. See, what you're doing it again. Well, I don't believe God wants you to act like that. And I'll say to you over and over again, boy, if I make it through this time, this should kill every ministry, any ministry. An $8,000 again? I only know one that can get you to give up everything and then tell you gave nothing. In comparison to what he gives you back, you gave nothing. In comparison to what he gave you, you gave nothing. Nothing. What you gave was worth nothing. What he gave was worth everything. Is that? To himself. He's a just God. Hallelujah. He is the just. Amen. Show mercy upon whom he desires. I got to use to show mercy to. Oh, I'll be glad when I get rid of somebody so I can really praise him. Say years ago, I'm going to sing and shout. I'm going to dance about, and the Lamb's going to dry my tears. I'll have a grand homecoming time when I get into the kingdom of heaven. Hallelujah! Oh, the feet of God! Oh, lay on the foretaste. What a foretaste! See this foretaste? See me lay this old body down here this morning? See me lay it down? I was so tired and so weary this morning. I had to go back down and lay in the bed for a while. And look at that, it's laying right on down. Let that Holy Spirit outside of me. Oh, that feet of God. Put me on fire. I stand in defense of the gospel. Jesus Christ is coming in your lifetime. This is the last generation. We lay down everything, give up everything, and we're going to take the prize. I press towards the mark of the prize of the eternal fire. Be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which, according to his abundant mercy, hath begotten us again unto a life of resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead to an inheritance incorruptible, undefiled. By one of his attorneys, one of his intermediates, Apostle Paul, Peter, who are kept by the power of God, by the strength of that word. Greatly rejoice. temptations. But still, through that, you greatly rejoice. Though it be tried with food, it might be found to pride and honor and glory and glory. Oh, I want to see him. Longing to see him in you. A foretaste of what it'd be like when I see him. Longing to see Christ being formed. Glory, hallelujah. To all your heaviness, to all your temptation and trial, that Christ might be glorified in us.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Whom having not seen, you love.
Amen. Amen.
That's why I love you. I don't love you. I love who I see in you.
Yes.
Christ in you.
Yes.
I went through that thing dozens of times. Dozens. I don't want to know nothing. I didn't want his opinion. Shut up. He's still wrestling with that. I wasn't looking for counseling. If you'd listen to me again, see if you'd listen to me, you wouldn't even come on that one. Because that's what I was trying to do yesterday. I was trying to set the stages that I was going to say, get you brothers together who had knowledge of what's going on, and then we'd counsel at it on how to set it north. See, I know how to go with that. I want to present the problem, and then I have to hold him, look at him. Yeah, we put a lot of stuff here. Certain brothers have certain knowledge of where it's at. And all I'm telling you, we did not do it orderly.
No.
And what I was trying to do yesterday, if you just listen to me now, I was trying to set the stage, and then I was going to get the brother together, know it, and find out where things are at. And did I take counsel for you?
Yes.
In the summer.
Yes, bro.
Yeah, he did. Yes, he did. After Thomas shut his mouth. Then later on, we started to talk about the situation, and we said, hey, we can put them barrels right down here and settle the whole question. Remember? But that's still not going to stop us from setting other things in order, because we're looking for the future. We're looking for maybe tomorrow. Who knows what God will pour us out of blessing that we won't have room enough. So let's make room. Hallelujah. Let's make some room in the end. Don't like my reading, huh?
Hallelujah.
I didn't know God was going to pour all this out on us. That's what you were doing. You weren't thinking it. Get all this wheat, all this oats,
hallelujah,
all this corn, all these peanuts.
Hallelujah.
My God.
Hallelujah.
All we had to do was make room for them.
Amen.
We go down and do what he tells us to do. What he said was to take the peanuts and put them, because they're right. But even when you put them in there, you want to put them so you can get to the other stuff. You're not going to be pulling them all at the one time. So we got to do things decent and in order. And you're being ordered to do it decently. What's wrong with that? Lead me.
Yes, sir.
Thank God. I wasn't shooting from the hip. I told you what I did. You see, every time I turned to you for a testimony, and you sat right there and watched, I even told you what I'd done. Yeah, I did, before I made any judgment. Enoch come over to me very sober. He needed some place to store the peanuts.
Amen.
50 barrels. Now, if you remember, if you not has to remember, before I even ordered the ton of peanuts, I checked. I said, do we have the barrels?
Jesus.
Yes.
That's not what's bothering me. It's what's bothering me is that you can sit here like you didn't see me do it. Or you actually resent me for telling you I did do it. Well, why are you so bad to be? I should say, why is it that you God's people want me to be wrong? Why do you rejoice in my iniquity instead of rejoicing in the righteousness of God? Why can't you rejoice in righteousness? What's wrong with you? What kind of a spirit you got inside of you? Enoch, when you asked me about the building, what were my last words to you? Right, so then from that point on, all you got to do is make sure the barrels are there, and I'll take care of it. I'll find a place to put it. Oh, what about the rats? I'll take care of the rats too. Two-legged ones and four-legged ones. Whatever rat comes out of the hole, I'm going to kill it. That's another thing that's come to my mind now, that the rats are being prolific again. Well, we can get rid of rats. And if we do get rid of them again, then let's make sure they don't come back like that. Because we can stop them. But you got to do it daily. You got to stay right on top. You can't give a rat a couple of days breather. You know, rats are... they're ratty. Aren't they ratty? They're ratty. Huh? Be not unwise. Understand what the will of God is. See, this place here has been a foretaste to you of tribulation. How would you have liked to have to live the way you've lived the last 3 or 4 years out there in the world? And most have been doing it, you know. They're losing their faith, they're turning back, they're getting bitter. Yeah, you didn't do me right, he said. You man of God? No way. Say it again, sir. God, Satan, run your mouth.
Hallelujah.
Oh, Jesus.
Call on the telephone so I can put it on the air and let the people say, I'll call your name and let you tell them I'm not a prophet of God. Go ahead.
Jesus.
Come on, you devils. Show your colors. Show down here.
Jesus.
Come on.
Glory. Amen.
Say with you. Hey, I got the microphone on. Come on.
Glory to God.
Boy, Charlotte's is golden, huh?
Yeah.
You don't know there was a confrontation between Elijah and the false prophet? What did he do? He gave him an opportunity, didn't he? Good. God, I'll let you go first. God, God, out of Christ, you go first. You get revealed first. Then we're really exposed here, you devil. God, do your thing, Mr. Devil. Go ahead. And when you get older, we're going to expose you who you are. You're not God. We're not going to bow. We're not going to give in. No. What about you? Brother Jay, you're not dead. I'm preparing for it, though, Jay. I know it's coming. So I'm going to try to get that record inside of me. Hallelujah. I am more than a conqueror. I will not bow. I'm going to get that in my heart, in my mouth, in my mind. I'm going to make it part of my very being. And when the time comes, I'll be ready. I tried to laugh these last week because you're going to die soon. I said, I haven't told you all that.
Hallelujah.
Then I'll tell you it again after my departure. Jesus comes. I don't believe that. That don't make no difference. So what if some don't believe?
Amen.
Does that make my faith in vain?
No.
Faith that God gave me is not in vain. The love that God showed me is not in vain. The forgiveness that God provided for me is not in vain. No. Go to hell, Satan. Just go on to hell with your lies and your perversion and your distortion. Go ahead in your iniquity. Just go ahead, fill it up. Just fill it up. What do you think? This last 10 minutes is a little pushover thing? Then everything that rises up every wind it comes. Boy, you've seen God. I've got to slap them down, let them light. Whom having not seen you love, in whom though now you see him not yet believing, you rejoice with joy unspeakable. Receiving the end. your faith. Amen. Amen. The salvation of your soul. The prophets have inquired and searched diligently who prophesied of the grace that should come unto you. The other day when Rick got up, he started to tell you that Brother Sterrett told you things that Jeremiah didn't know, that Paul didn't even know.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Does everybody know what he told you?
Why would you?
That's why there cannot be a number of people out here that's not numbered.
Amen.
And that's why the devil's going to try to number everybody, because he knows God got his people numbered.
Amen.
And how stupid we are, because you can tell it to this generation over and over again. Look at them. There they go again. All you is mentioning stupid. You know what you're talking about? Your stupidity. I believe Stan when he preaches that he really believes it. Because you see, he got it from me. 144,000.
Amen.
This doesn't sound right, does it, huh? Does it? But I told you that the 144,000 are the Jews. Remember, the gospel came to the Jew first. When did the gospel come? From the very beginning. It came through Jesus Christ, but he was in the beginning.
Yes,
sir.
Yes.
Adam found grace.
Yes.
The Lord.
Yes.
I had the Lord talking about that. I said, Lord, if I do that, boy, they're going to really show. You know what God did with Adam? He made Adam, then he went into him.
My Lord, amen.
Yes.
Right. He went into Adam, and he knew Adam.
Amen.
He knew it was a man. He went into him.
Yes.
Amen.
And he planted a seed into him.
Yes.
He went into him.
Yes.
Amen.
Lord.
But Christ comes into you, he goes into you.
Yes.
He puts the seed in there. And brings forth the baby. Mankind. Now, he goes into you. Oh, boy. They just bring those men out that we might know. That's what God said. Bring me so I can get into him, so I know. He wants you to get in him, and he, you in him, and you in him, and him in you, and then you'll know him, and he'll know you. Oh, Lord, I rush. Wow. Most of us don't ever have that kind of experience with God. Mary lost all of her inhibitions when she came to Jesus.
Glory.
And she did the only thing she knew to do that she had done while she was in the world. Washed men's feet, massaged their backs, pleased a man. So when she came to Jesus, she took those same hands, the same vessel that she used to serve the devil, and now she washes his feet. She rubbed it. Jesus says he did that because she loved him. Hallelujah. There was no filth in that. There was no dirt in that. Only in your eye. Come on. The other guy's looking and said, doesn't he know what he's doing? Well, that's small, ain't it?
Sure.
That's a small microphone. It doesn't matter. The little microphone.
Sure.
Can you picture that?
Yeah.
That's a microphone.
Mm-hmm.
You're hearing me in China?
Yeah.
Thank
you. Lord, have mercy.
Amen.
How you get in there?
That's amazing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Why'd you all say praise? Hey, look. I meant what I said about you folks coming to this town. I keep warning you. If you don't want to be put out, then you better make sure you come in right. Because we're getting closer and closer to that day.
Yes.
All things are now ready.
Yes.
The wedding is being prepared.
Yes.
It's already, the final setting up of the tables are being,
yes.
The reservations are being marked.
Yes.
You better straighten up. You're not getting in once you get the right spirit. I'm telling you.
Yes.
And God's going to use this place as an example,
yes,
which he already has.
Yes.
Which he already has.
Yes.
Yep. Yes, sir.
I'll make a statement like this, and you know, I can understand a lot of folks that don't know, but you people should know. Right now, I'm on 7 shortwave transmitters.
Yeah.
On 5 satellites.
Yep.
See, it's amazing how you can say that to folk, and they have no conception of what you're saying. Somehow we just can't conceive that.
Yeah.
No other ministry anywhere in the world.
Amen.
That has done it so consistently.
Amen.
Yeah, the Pope gets up in his days and he'll talk to 20 some different countries.
Mm-hmm.
And a little of that. Yeah. But he doesn't do it consistently.
No.
Oh, God.
Mr. Cavie has family radio in a lot of places,
right.
But he's only on her, he's not on her holiday at all now.
Right.
Isn't that something? How you people cannot grasp this? That right now and every hour of every day, 24 hours a day, through that little microphone, the one over there, the voice can be heard by anyone, anywhere, just a little effort.
Hallelujah.
No, you think I'm telling you that everybody hear me, aren't you?
No.
Jesus.
What a miraculous thing.
Yes.
And I gave the direction yesterday. I said, Jonathan, you go back to R&R and you start negotiating for next year. Why? Because we're not going to get out of here this year. Jesus is not coming this year.
Amen.
And everybody's out here wanting to tell you when they think he's coming, and I'm telling you he's not coming.
Amen.
So you better settle down and get prepared to hang around a little bit while we wait for his coming. Because that's what we're going to have to do.
Amen.
We're not waiting for the government to fall.
No.
We're not waiting for the politicians to fail.
No.
We're not waiting for a great revival.
Hallelujah.
No, you are our God. We're waiting on you.
Hallelujah.
We ain't got no other call. We're so glad you give us sense to do good food to eat, clothes to wear while we're waiting. Oh my. What a smorgasbord he's given us while we wait.
Mm.
Oh, ain't God good?
Yes.
He gives us so many blessings. Waiting's not good if you're going to sit around and gripe and complain.
No,
teach us how to wait. Teach us how to be thankful. Teach us how to say, my God, he gives us more than we ever need. Oh, what a great God. Hallelujah.
My.
I'm not sure where that scripture is. Some of you brothers might know. Strengthen the things that remain.
Amen.
Now abide it or remain the faith, hope, and charity.
Amen.
That's all we have anymore.
Amen.
So we have to strengthen the things.
Glory!
That remain faith,
yes,
hope,
Lord,
and charity.
Amen.
And the greatest of these is charity.
Yes.
Because
Amen.
Of charity, hope is alive and faith works.
Amen.
So you work on love.
Glory.
Don't work on faith. Work on love.
Ooh.
And faith will work.
Yes.
And faith will give you hope.
Yes.
And if you work it from love, that's a lively hope.
Yes.
Hey, don't be ashamed of.
Yes.
Why art thou cast down, O my soul? Why are you looking sad? Why? I hope in God.
Yes.
Hallelujah. You know, I go back and get that song by Squire Parson, My Only Hope.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, I say this is sad, Lord. I should not have to mention anything like that without an immediate acknowledgement we know about it. I've talked about these things, I've played about them, I've played songs.
Amen.
Amen.
Do you remember what that fellow said, and what that one did, and what that one did, and what did, but you won't remember what you hear from the Word of God. And you wonder why, because his words are spirit and life. And you're turning down spirit and life. You're rejecting, you refuse to hear, refuse to remember.
Right.
I remember when my burden rolled away.
Hey!
I for years, night and day. I sought the blessed Lord. I took him at his word. And only once,
Glory!
my burden rolled away.
Hallelujah.
I remember he called me when I was 16.
Amen.
And when that some. That was the Presbyterian ordination. That was the UPC ordination. Of which salvation the prophets have inquired. It kept, they saw through a glass darkly. And searched diligently. Who prophesied of the grace that should come unto you. Searching what? For what manner of time the Spirit of Christ which was in them did signify.
Yes.
When it testified before the sufferings of Christ and the glory that should follow. Unto whom it was revealed. That not unto themselves, but unto us.
Hallelujah.
As they did minister the things which are now reported unto you by them. And have preached the gospel unto you with the Holy Ghost sent down from heaven.
Hallelujah.
Which thing the angels desire to look into. I can see why you angels are sitting around here, camping around about us. Fear God. You're inquiring. Boy, we watch a bunch of your predecessors fall away, and we're inquiring about you folks. I see you're diligently trying to get the fear of God. Yeah, we like that. We like that fear of God. And then so they'll camp around about them that. Boy, I like that. I didn't catch that before I got in here. That's pretty good. Let me see. Unto whom it was revealed that not unto themselves but unto us they did minister the things which are now reported unto you by them that have preached the gospel. Anybody know about it? Did you got to y'all?
Hallelujah.
Oh.
Yes, sir. Amen.
I see.
Hallelujah.
So that's your problem too.
Hello.
You don't believe I'm preaching the good news.
Oh,
the gospel.
Oh, God.
Amen.
Oh, bless you, Jesus. Bless you, Lord.
I told you what's wrong with the gospel today. Folk don't believe it.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
But we was believing it.
Yes, sir.
but we was believing. but we.
Glory!
Hallelujah!
Kept on the power of believing the gospel.
Glory!
What are you waiting on? Jesus comes. What are you there for? Good news. Spoken on yours by a holy prophet. Whom God has said.
Amen.
Moved away.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah. Good news. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hold on to me. Hold on to me. Preach the gospel unto you with the Holy Ghost sent down from heaven, which things the angels desire to look into.
Hallelujah.
Oh, angels.
Amen.
You're doing all right. We saw the fear of God hit you this morning, prophet. We saw you wanting to get out of this. But you came anyway because you feared the Lord to do to me. So we're going to be a bit hedge all around now. Yeah, come on. Come on. Come on, you devil. Come on.
Jesus.
They that be for us.
Jesus.
Or more than be with them.
Amen.
See, God knows how to reduce their billions down to nothing.
Yeah,
he knows how to take us nothing and make us worth something. What a mighty God we say. What a mighty God. He can take an old prostitute and whoop the world. Hallelujah. He can take an old prostitute and whoop the world. He can take, oh my, isn't that something? You know why some of you folks are looking so sad? Because this isn't what you're looking for, is it? And we can tell you about it, and you still sit there and look at me.
That's right.
Huh? I know this life is a suffering to you, because it's not what you planned. I'm sure that young lady over there did not plan on living around here with us old crackpots.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, sure, Amy over there, she didn't plan to become a cheese maker.
Praise God.
And, oh boy, that Citadel graduate. And what were your plans?
Oh,
it's just not turning out the way you planned, is it? Huh? Huh? And in order to get God's plan, you got to get rid of yours.
Amen.
Yours gets in the way. Amen. 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 You didn't plan this over you. You planned to get your bond. That was survival food. And you were going to join Alex Jones the way you were going to go. You didn't plan this. Lord have mercy. I'm sure when you married that guy, you never planned it. It would turn out like this.
Glory.
Geronimo.
Hallelujah.
What were your plans? I know when I first got saved, I had a lot of plans.
Yes.
So
true.
When Jack Cole died and A.E. Allen, I moved out. Here I am. So I headed for Texas. And God wouldn't let me get there. My truck broke down. Ended up in Alabama. It had some. I wasn't planning on taking on the black dudes over there, white ones. No. I wasn't planning that. I was going to go throughout the South, boy, and have big camp revivals. Yeah, I didn't plan that. When I went to New York, I wasn't planning on leaving. No, sir! He just threw a monkey wrench in my plan. He just did it, boy. I didn't plan to deal with you.
Wonderful, Jesus.
And then we're picking, boy.
Hallelujah.
Take mine down.
Amen.
Bless
you.
Amen.
You wouldn't pick me.
Amen.
When you came down to Savannah, Georgia, what did you find?
Hallelujah.
A broken down preacher, messed up, screwed up. Things are falling apart, no money.
Yeah, amen.
He didn't join himself to me.
My Lord. Hallelujah. Glory.
No, when he came to our church, he was looking for a church.
Bless you.
And he was actually going to leave where we're having church and go to one of the big other churches in Savannah. Yeah, he was. Yeah, he's going to live there for you. He's going to go to church now.
Yeah.
He wasn't looking for no Sabbath keepers. Neither was I. When you and I got together, we weren't even thinking Sabbath.
Glory!
No, he wasn't.
Hallelujah.
Boy, you people are saying that. It doesn't make no difference how I say things. Y'all sit and say, what's he talking about? The damn spirit that's gripping this world, that iniquitous spirit. And we just keep giving into it. Resist it!
Hallelujah.
Well, I'm not going to say amen if something's not true. What makes you think I want you to?
Jesus.
But when you don't say amen when I'm speaking truth, then I get concerned. Because I think you ought to say amen to the truth. Even if you don't understand, it's still more hard to say amen to the truth. Amen to the truth. Amen. You're making me look bad. You did it all by yourself. How many folks think that when you made a move, thought you were doing good? Huh? How many of your folks say you did good? They even try to convince you didn't do right. Come on. But you still say amen to the truth. Hallelujah. Wherefore, gird up the loins of your mind. Be sober.
Yes.
And hope.
Yes.
To the end.
Yes.
For the grace of God has come unto you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. We're gonna destroy the power of sin forever.
Hallelujah.
This is all being written by that fellow Peter, who said that Paul, you know, he, what Peter's doing right now. He says, I'm beginning to understand what Paul's talking about. That mission was hit, he said, I kept believing it. Paul's a prophet sent from God, so I didn't discount him. I didn't know what he was doing, but I know now. A grace of God. Paul's a mission of grace, you know. He was going to tell grace. Love it. Big and not strange. Concerning the fiery trials to try you as though some strange things happen on you.
Yes.
Oh, rejoice.
Yes.
It is much. Yes. And you are partakers of Christ's suffering. Now is your salvation nearer?
Yeah.
Of course, if you didn't believe,
Jesus,
that's what God's trying your faith for, to see if you believe.
Jesus,
that's what faith is.
Jesus,
believe. I remember a man, but one day he was an investor in gold. His brother there said, "I can solve your money problem. If you just let me invest in gold for you." Go ahead. He said, "Well, you got to give me some money." I said, "No, man, you."
Yeah, right.
Y'all got tried me.
Hallelujah.
I even told you.
Amen.
I've even told you.
Thank you, God.
Now, one time I was driving around with my car with a bunch of silver in the back, worth maybe $20,000.
Thank you, God.
I pulled out a Winn-Dixie and I put some bags of books in the back, and the manager was my friend, so he came out with me. Because I told him I had a bunch of silver, and he was that kind of a guy. He liked to buy things of silver.
Oh, God.
I got a bunch of silver out back in my car. He said, "What?" So he came out with me. Opened up the hood and trunk, and the yellow silver was laying.
"Thank you.
You just let it in your car like that?" I said, "Sure, take some."
"Thank you."
"You what?" "I said, take some."
"Thank you, God."
He looked at me. I said, "Man, I don't hold the silver. Take some."
Thank you, Lord.
I got something that silver gold will give me, but where I have to take some.
Thank you.
But what I do have, I'll give it to you. I'll just give it to you. Now, if you give it holy to a dog like I did that to that dog, see, I gave something holy to that dog.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Turn around me.
Amen.
Thank you,
Jesus. I gave something holy to a shrine.
Glory.
See?
Thank you. Hallelujah.
I tell you all the time.
Thank you, Jesus.
That's what y'all would do.
Hallelujah.
Any one of you.
Thank you, Lord.
If you left me because you didn't think you were doing right, you'd do just like that.
Glory.
He didn't do me right.
Yeah.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Wherefore, let them that suffer,
thank you, Lord,
according to the will of God,
yes,
commit,
hallelujah,
the keeping of their souls to Him in well-doing as unto a faithful Creator. Now I got a lot more, but I'll try to close it down. I'm going to say to you people again, you probably have maybe another week. You better settle in your heart, because if you don't belong here, I'm going to find out. And you're getting out of here, whether you like it or not. And you've seen I don't have to put anybody out. You'll see that the angels will take care of that for me. So now you sit around like a bunch of knotheads and don't apply yourself to what you've heard today again. I try to explain to you, touch not my anointing. I even told that two poles.
Glory.
You're God's anointed, and I'm God's
anointed.
So don't you touch your brothers and sisters. Because that's God's anointing. They're my kids. You don't intrude in them at all.
Jesus.
I'm dealing with each individual on what I know about them. You don't know how to do that. I've been schooled for it. That's why I wouldn't trust any of you to be, let him. Because he would not make the same kind of judgment I would. Or you wouldn't make it on him. And that's why sometimes people think I'm a favorite. I've been accused of letting Robert get away stuff and letting Edward get away stuff. And they're guilty just like you are. Huh? And sometimes he might think I'm letting him get away with it, but if he does, he's a fool. Because if I get fed up with it, you people have any idea how much long suffering God has allowed me to? Look how much I knew about you. Look at her quick minute. You said, what did you know? A stubborn, old, rebellious woman. I told you that.
Amen.
I told you.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
I just give an example again. No matter how much you say something. She got that little quiet way of coming up to me. And she said, is it all right? Last night she said to me, is it all right to make a prayer for Enoch? He's not here. How do I answer you? I said, let him alone with that. It's none of your concern. Now you know what I found out after that? He wasn't even eating. He didn't want to eat. See, because I went right out and I said, Enoch, how come you're not eating? Because I was going to get on him. If he's going to eat, why is he not at the table?
Yeah.
When she told me he wasn't at the table, I went looking for him. Enoch, did I not do it, Enoch? What was my first question to you?
You're
not going to eat? Because you got four sisters, Johnson, you're worried about you eating.
Yeah.
Amen. Huh? Hey? Isn't that nice?
Glory.
I care, huh?
Yeah,
amen. Well, I care for his soul. What do you think would happen if I commanded him to eat when he was fasting? See what I had to do with? Oh, that's a gun, isn't he, boy?
Right.
What did I do, Enoch?
Sure.
Are you sure you're not going to go eat later on?
Hallelujah.
See, I see him do that too.
Right.
See? Right. In other words, you're fasting, you don't want to eat. Right.
Mm-hmm.
See? Then I said, thought I mean about 2 hours, you're not going to go to the dining room and help yourself.
Yes, like,
which he had done sometime, I saw you do.
Oh,
huh? But he's telling me he's fasting.
Mm-hmm.
See?
All right.
So I just helped him out. He sure wouldn't have went there last night and got anything after I talked to you like that. Sure wouldn't.
Amen.
You understand what I'm saying, Sister Johnson? Yeah, then she asked me about putting up some ice cream for these brothers. I said, nah, you don't need to do that.
Mm-hmm.
See, that's that spirit that we have today that gives us some feeling of adequacy. Mm-hmm. If I care.
Yeah, amen.
It's a work, and God hates it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm telling you. We better get this through our head.
Amen.
That he's the one who cares, not you.
Hallelujah.
And he knows how to care for you.
Thank you, Jesus.
And he doesn't need your hope or help. And if there's something he wants you to do, he'll put it in your heart and make it possible for you to do it. If he doesn't do it, then you don't want to do it. Because works are not going to impress God, right or wrong.
Yeah,
exactly. Yes, thank you.
They don't like my instructions.
Thank you, Jesus.
I prayed again this morning. I thought, what a prayer.
Thank you.
Created me.
Yes, Lord.
Clean. We need to get our heart clean. How unclean is for to think that God will not do right?
Yes, Lord.
In any given circumstance.
Yes, sir.
That we have to do something to make it right.
Yes.
That's a corrupt heart.
Yes.
That's a corrupt heart.
Yes.
That's a vain imagination.
Yes. Yes.
Ain't working out like you thought it did.
Thank you, Lord.
Now don't tell anybody I commanded you to go get your wife. Because I didn't do it.
Okay.
See? When he told me he's going to go, I said, go ahead.
Right.
But I didn't tell him to do it.
Thank you.
Now he knows why I wouldn't even talk to her yet tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Now, was that cruel? Yeah. You poke it. You understand sometimes why I don't talk to you?
Yes,
amen. Amen.
Well, just let's go on your own way. Watches. You see, I remember years ago when God told us, he said, if you find somebody's joined to their idol, to their iniquity. Wow. Leave them alone. Because they're full of bitterness.
Amen.
You try to help that bitter person, boy, have I learned a lesson on that one.
Amen.
You haven't had to fight bitterness, huh?
Oh, yeah.
You haven't felt no bitterness in your heart toward me at all, have you, Mom? Don't watch it now. Don't play with me. Don't play with me.
Amen.
I'm not playing about this. Bitterness is devastating.
Yes.
Bitterness is devastating. It's the bond of iniquity. You understand that statement? It is the strength of iniquity. It strengthens self and self will. I got it right. See old Mark over here, or Luke over here, he can't be against me. Because he said Luke is with me.
Amen.
So, everything he does, I want to make sure it's with me, not against me.
Mm-hmm.
I even told you how I trust in that. Yeah, I do.
Hallelujah.
When I look over at him, I say, he's a tough dude, God. But he told me he's with me, so I can go ahead and let him have it. He'll still be with me.
Amen.
I can rebuke you, sir.
Sure.
You can't go anywhere.
Amen.
That's my servant, God told you.
Huh?
Locked in. Well, you want to stop being God's servant when I deal with you? I mean, how do you get so far? You heard me talk. What did you go to a farm down in Alabama for?
Heard you talk about it.
What did I say? Go join yourself to a farmer.
Praise God.
Have you done that yet?
Okay.
Farmers need people all the time who will work.
All the time. Very big farmers.
They've almost given up on trying to find help.
Right.
Oh, Jesus.
You shock them out. This, hey, man, I'm willing to work.
Sure.
Yes, sir.
That's right.
Well, can you do anything?
Yeah. Amen.
Well, I got a job I'll do. I can't find nobody to do it.
Yeah.
Can you do it? Yes, sir.
Yeah, amen. Amen.
Show me how and I'll do it. Don't let me show you how.
Hallelujah.
Well, you would have never done that right there.
Thank you, Jesus.
You would say that to me.
Thank you, Jesus.
You know what God did to save you? He went and joined himself to you.
Thank you, God. Thank you.
I want you to save me, Lord.
Thank you.
Will you help me? I'll help.
Thank you.
I'll join myself to you now.
Thank you, Lord.
Do you know how to do it, Lord? I know how to do it. Yeah. Let me have it. Just commit thy ways to the Lord and He'll direct your path and all your ways. Just let him tell you what to do. You'll know where you're at. You'll know what you're doing.
Glory.
Oh, yeah. He knows. Oh, yeah. He knows.
Glory.
He knows you. Hallelujah. Is that nice? Glory to God.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Lord. Hallelujah.
I should tell a story about the old slaves.
Thank you.
See, if you walk around this country here and you find some of these old black people and lived here and they have big land holdings.
Yes, Lord.
Their family originally was slaves.
Yes.
And when they got free, they somehow got so close to their owners and the owners to them. They could have been initiated either way. It could have been the owner said, hey Moses,
Jesus.
You know, I can't keep you here anymore.
Yeah, amen.
But you're sure a good old man, Moses.
Oh, God.
I like you. I tell you what, Moses, if you'll stay around and work for me, because I sure need your work, I'll give you 40 acres of ground over there.
Yeah.
Build you a little house.
Hallelujah.
Yes, a man, sure will.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
You don't believe me, do you? Sit right back here was a 40 acre piece of ground I want you to buy.
Thank you.
Yep.
Thank you, Jesus.
The old man wouldn't sell it to him. Because that's how he got it.
Hallelujah.
And he wouldn't sell it. I said, well, what are you going to do with it? But I said, I want to give it to my children. Where are they at? Where they move north. And they're doing pretty good now. None of them want to come back down and live on the old farm. But I'm going to hold it, hoping that when he dies, they'll sell it.
Yeah.
What you holding on to, Lord? I'm holding on to my treasures. When I died, I wanted to give them their piece of it. And one of these days, I want to give them their inheritance. But not too many folk want it. That's why I keep telling about these preachers. I can't for the life of me understand how can they ignore the simple, plain, absolute. I don't want to tell y'all, because I've said it 1,000 times. And so he said, what did he say? The meek shall inherit the earth, not heaven.
Hallelujah.
We're not going to heaven when Jesus comes. We're not going to heaven when Jesus comes. We're not going to heaven when Jesus comes. And you're not going to know your mamas and daddies. We're going to be known as, we are known by who? By Him. Hallelujah. He's going to give you a new name. He's already given it to you. So know that salvation given among men, whereby we can be saved. That's the new name. It's in that name we're going to have our inheritance. Oh my God, what a name! Wonderful! Counselor! Mighty God! Everlasting Father! Prince of Peace! And of His kingdom and government there'll be no end! Oh, hallelujah! Oh, that be to God! Can everybody get a name round? The whole family in whom? Heaven and earth. His name. The kingdom of heaven is at hand. Hallelujah. And it's going to be in the kingdom of heaven because the king is coming.
Yes, sir.
Glory be to God. Oh, the king of kings and the Lord of lords, the host of heaven.
Thank you,
God. I want to go be, black folk, you say, I want to go be a Jesus when he comes. I said, you're not going to heaven, mama.
Thank you.
Boy, when something gets engraved in us,
you
can't really get it out, can you?
Thank you, Jesus.
Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom, thy will be done in earth, on earth, as it being done in heaven. That was going to take place when the king comes. He said, I'm bringing my reward with me. The place that I want to tell you, you're going to rule and reign with me on this earth, and the place that I prepared for you. The reward to be coming. It's going to happen. And one place, and the other, it's going to be one place. Why do you want to join him? Why would you be on his side? But the same day that Lot went out of Sodom, it rained fire and brimstone from heaven and destroyed them all. Do you know how close that day is? Who wouldn't go ahead to us? Fire won't hurt us. The reason of mankind, and that's a shame. I'm looking at some of your faces and you're saying, what's he talking about?
Amen.
I remember how Paul said to me, we are appointed to wrath. I said, that's right. And so God can pour out his wrath, and since we're not appointed, it won't be poured out on us.
Amen.
He can hide us in the rock.
Yes.
He can put us in the fire and bring us out.
Amen.
He can pass through the water, but it won't overflow you. You can go through the wilderness and eat your manna every day, every night. Keep your soul alive. And though the outer man perishes, the inner man is renewed every day. Daily bread. Daily bread. Hallelujah. You actually believe that, Brother Stewart? Well, I'll tell you one thing. If I don't, I'm in trouble. Because we're about ready to face that time that only believers.
Oh, God. Bless you.
Only those who do believe.
Yes, Lord.
And how blessed you are that you have someone in front of you who acknowledges that I fight to believe.
Yes.
I fight to believe for myself.
Lord.
I fight to believe for you.
Yes.
And most of all, I fight to believe in Him. I don't see you doing that. You don't, huh? You don't see me doing that, huh?
Hallelujah.
Even thus shall it be in the day when the Son of Man is revealed. In that day,
hallelujah,
he which shall be upon the housetop,
hallelujah, bless you.
And his stuff in the house,
yes, Lord,
let him not come down and take it away. See, you had that problem, will you? Because you ain't got no stuff in the house. All your stuff is in the house. No? You get stuff with God. Just get stuff with Him. Don't come down and take your stuff now. He that's in the field, let him likewise not return back. I got to get the oats out of the field. No. Whosoever shall seek to save his life shall lose it.
Okay.
See what that fellow did? He came here to save his life. Not his soul, his life. Because he'd already goofed.
That's right.
He had no life where he was at because he lost it all.
Oh God.
I tell you, in the night, there shall be two in one bed.
Hallelujah.
The one shall be taken, the other left.
Hallelujah.
Two women shall be grinded together, the one shall be taken, and the other left.
Okay.
Two men shall be in the field, the one shall be taken, and the other left.
Okay. Okay.
And I reiterate to you again, the ones that's taken are the wicked.
Amen.
The ones that's left and alive are remaining.
Amen.
Of the righteous. God, take them right out of here. Take
them.
And we which are alive remain.
Yeah.
We're going to be caught up together. So you strengthen the things that remain.
Glory.
Amen. God, to tell you, brothers and sisters, I only am the prophet remaining. There is no one else. I know how devastating that is to the carnal mind, but you show me one, please, and I'll challenge any one of you. You can show me a prophet that's dealing with the end time church like he ought to instead of his own little,
right.
His own little ministry.
Yeah.
And I write him all the time. There's a guy right now who's going to take Las Vegas for Jesus. Man, we got a great big Las Vegas crew. We're going
to... Yeah.
God don't want Las Vegas. He wants the ones that are his in there. Get out. He doesn't want Southern Dubai. He doesn't want New York. He doesn't want London. Now he wants Jerusalem. So he's going to take out of there everything that offends him. He's going to have a Jerusalem. Yes, sir. Some old guy that's fussing at me. You keep... calling these Jewish gods to be. I said, you're a liar, sir. I don't call the Jewish gods chosen people. What I tell you is that God chose them to show his power.
Wow.
But he hasn't chosen the Jews to save them.
Wow.
No, he hasn't. No, sir.
No.
He hasn't chosen the Jew to save them.
Amen.
So this nonsense about natural Jew, British Israel, flesh, that is so stupid.
Amen.
Isn't it something you can quote the scripture right to?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
God deals with no man after their flesh. He doesn't have a special way of dealing with a white man, a black man, a Jew, or a Gentile.
Amen.
He doesn't do it that way.
Amen.
No flesh glories in his presence.
Amen.
All flesh is like grass.
Yes,
you tell me why you keep allowing your iniquity to think you're important in that flesh? And you want to hang on to it? And they answered and said unto him, where, Lord? And he said unto them, where, whithersoever the body is, there will the angels be gathered together. The body. Yeah, the body of Christ.
Amen.
The Lord's preparing himself a body.
Amen.
He doesn't dwell with building made of hands.
No.
He doesn't even prepare in your fleshly body.
Yeah.
He's going to get rid of that one.
Hallelujah.
This tabernacle will be put off, but we're going to have a tabernacle
Hallelujah.
With God.
Hallelujah.
We're going to change. See, we Christians should be strengthening each other's belief in that.
Amen.
We should not cause us to doubt it.
Amen.
By causing to put confidence in your flesh.
That's right.
Or in your doings.
Amen.
You teach people to trust God.
Ah.
To believe in God.
Oh.
To believe And the only way you can do it is do it yourself.
Amen.
You got to believe. I, far beyond, I got to believe. I want to believe. And I don't need you to go to the cross anymore. I don't need you. I remember the first thing God said to me when I asked him to let me see him. Way back there. In the darkness of night. Young man. Adventuring out into territory that no other preacher was doing, even as a young man.
Yeah.
And I was looking for some kind of backing, something to secure myself.
Right. Yes.
And I begged and pleaded with God, please let me see him. Just let me see Jesus. You know, just let me look at him.
Yeah. Sure.
I wish you all get out of here.
Yeah. Amen, brother.
Hallelujah.
You destroy the joy I get by telling these stories with that tan look on your faces, and I hate it. I hate it. I hate it. I told you what you're doing. You should start telling a story. Cast a pearl before swine, huh?
Hallelujah.
Of course, you've never heard this story before. Yeah, Dave Flower said this before 14 years.
Yeah, what he said.
He lies.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, amen.
It's like a lot of folk. Listen what they don't hear.
Mm-hmm.
Or hear what they won't listen.
Mm-hmm. Right.
How many years have you, some of you folks, listened to me?
Amen.
And then I asked you about something and said, you don't even know. Mm-hmm. You think I'm just up here just coming rubbing my mouth because I ain't got nothing to say.
Oh, God.
What a story, huh?
Jesus.
It was a dark night. Mm-hmm. I was in a snow cave every day. It wasn't cold now, okay?
No.
It was cold outside, but in the snow cave it wasn't cold.
Right.
And what I mean was a lot of snow in those mountains.
Mm-hmm.
I just dug a cave in the side of the mountain. It stayed there.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't put no pillars under it.
No.
I just dug in the side of a snow cave.
Yeah.
And I'd go inside and stay there.
Yeah.
It wasn't cold.
No.
Nobody knew I was doing because I was seeking the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
As a young man being thrust out.
Amen.
And about 4 or 5 o'clock in the afternoon, I come up the mountain. And I come to the little Old Free Methodist Church.
Jesus.
And I start the fire to have service.
Oh,
and as I do that, I...
Thank you, Father.
I
thank you, Father.
Pray.
Okay.
It was in that place where I was trying to fast, because I was fast too.
Mm-hmm.
And I told you how I'd get messed up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I did. I told you.
Yeah.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah.
I tell you, I'd go trying to go 3 days, and I'd go 2 days, and... Mm-hmm. 23 hours and a woman bring me a chocolate cake.
Yeah, amen.
I made it just for you, brother. I said, oh, God. Did you eat it? Sometimes yes, sometimes no. But I sure struggled for a long time. See how wrong it would have been for us to feed Enoch last night? He was fasting. Huh? Now here, Brother Enoch, I made you some food and his little old compassion would say, well, since he made it for him, maybe I better eat it. That sister brought that chocolate cake. She thought she was blessing me.
Sure.
Oh, yeah. Man, she put that chocolate frosting on that thing, man.
Mm-hmm.
Put that thing in front of me. And here I was trying to fast.
Oh, yeah.
How'd you finally make it? I finally told you not to bring it anymore.
Right.
Because I had to start over again.
Yeah.
And all I do is just go, I can't. But in my mind, I broke the fast.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Later on, I found out that kind of fasting is worth it.
Right. Yes, sir.
Struggle like that.
Amen.
All those years, of all those days up in that snow cave and come down, it didn't impress God at all.
Amen.
What a shock that was.
Yeah.
When I found out, it didn't move him at all.
Amen.
He said, I stayed in the grave, so you stay in a snow cave. So what? Big deal.
Amen.
Yeah. What I was doing is I was asking the Lord to let me see Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
This is the first time he spoke to me in an audible voice. God, God, will you please move these people from my presence? Please, God, send me somebody that's anxious to hear, that's hungry to hear something that will stir. I'm so weary of these people being so forward with joyous truth. But I heard it before. Yeah, I sure did. I tell you what I heard that day.
Amen.
And I can't tell how many times since then that God has reminded me of that day. Because if there's anything I'd like to see right now, it's a manifestation of Christ.
Hallelujah.
or something backed me up.
Yes.
Something that you could see as well as I see.
Amen.
And all I have is, blessed are you.
Amen.
And he'll tell me that every time. I may ask for some kind of a sign. He said, don't ask again. I chose you not to do that.
Amen.
Why? Because you're going to see me. One of these, you're going to see me. Hallelujah. And if you just saw me now, it'd be a glass through a glass darkness. It's like Moses looking at my backside. I'm going to see him face to face, buddy. I'm going to see his backside. I'm going to see his tender part. No, sir. I'm going to see him in all of his glory. Hallelujah. And boy, Moses' face shine. By seeing his backside, what do you think your face is going to do when you see him face to face? That right there? Yeah. How should I believe except to hear? Yeah, I expect to believe that. And my speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but in, you don't like my demonstration, do you? Demonstration is in an enactment.
Yes,
Lord. Yep.
No, shovel.
Hallelujah. Yeah, amen.
You hear me? I can say shovel hole, or I can demonstrate.
Right.
Hallelujah.
Shovel.
Yes. Amen.
I can say pick the corn, or here, pick the corn.
Yes.
Demonstrate. Do I preach without demonstration?
Yes.
Do I demonstrate most everything I preach?
Yes.
Do I or don't I?
Yes.
Huh?
Yes.
Amen.
I don't use enticing words and smooth say things, huh? I get right down.
Amen.
Glory! Glory, God.
That your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God.
Hallelujah.
See, when I took on that little test yesterday, I wasn't depending upon you know-it-alls on how to store that food out there.
Amen.
I told you, I went out first and I checked around.
Yeah, amen.
Now, for you to listen to me a long time ago, which most of the time you don't, and that's why we get ourselves in these situations. Whenever you do something, you have to look far. I mean, what the sense are we going to go out here and buy $12,000, $15,000 worth of gas, for instance, right now, if we have no place to put it?
Okay.
And then once we got it, then we got to preserve it.
Okay.
And then we got to make sure it's used right.
Yes. Yes.
Amen.
Now, what have we learned about gas? That we, first of all, we just didn't store it as good as we could.
Right.
And then we watched people who would not use it right.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Yeah. I told you right off the bat, many times, I told you. When we came here, I started to set this place up to store things that would last for 3 years.
Right.
Now, that's what we're basically doing right now.
Yeah.
We're getting to that period of time, and God gave us a little practice with it.
Okay.
And we didn't do too well.
No.
So we should have learned.
Amen.
What makes any of you folks think that I would put anything where the rats would eat after the experience I had with rats?
Yeah.
Amen. Am I that dumb?
No.
We have troubles and trials and tribulations because we neglect.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We've had trouble with our children because we neglect them.
Amen.
Trouble with our wives and our husbands,
yes,
we neglect them.
Amen.
Trouble with our brothers and sisters, we neglect.
Amen.
We don't believe we are our brother's kids.
Right.
We don't believe we have to go out of the way to keep a brother.
Right.
See, I'm going to leave my brother standing because I did not neglect him as a brother. No, I didn't.
No.
No, I didn't.
No, amen.
If he'd have kept on doing what he was doing, he would have jeopardized his soul.
Hello.
Don't call me a liar.
Glory to God.
Amen.
Now, you see how some of you react?
Glory.
Because some of you believe that you caught me in a lie.
Glory.
Look how, see how quiet it gets?
Glory.
Amen.
If you people don't get it, if I am a liar,
yeah, right,
then I'm a liar.
You're a lot of liars.
Is that? Am I lying? What am I telling the truth if I'm a liar?
Right. Yeah. Amen.
Oh, bless you, Jesus.
I'm not a liar.
Amen.
And when I say certain things, because I made a certain sense better than you.
Bless you, Jesus.
It may not appear to you to be a lie.
Hallelujah.
But most of the time, if you come against me when I tell you what God tells me, I say, you're lying. Because God tells me the truth. And God never tells me something to hurt you or harm you. Never. He won't do that. That's not his intent. Well, you told me to shut his mouth. Well, have I not said around there, God said every man's mouth can be shut? Huh? Well, what do you think God threw at my mouth? Shutting men's mouth. He's shutting their mouth. Let them rail at me. Go ahead. Watch God shut their mouth. How many of these men over the last 20 years that railed at me and pronounced judgment? Where are they? Where are their mouth? Where are they? God has shut their mouth.
Glory be.
Hallelujah.
No?
Amen.
Well, he has to do it to you to prove that he's not going to let anybody come against me and destroy me.
Oh, God.
That's what the devil wants. He wants this mouth shut.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
One thing he's so deathly afraid of right now is that the day's going to come when I speak that 40-day period. And he knows. So if he can shut this mouth, so it can't speak. You look at this. See, you people don't take me serious, do you? You really don't get the soberness of it.
Oh, God.
They didn't believe Noah, did they?
No.
Mm-hmm. And Lot didn't even believe the angels.
Hallelujah.
So let's glory. Spend the night.
Glory to God.
What a mess, huh?
Bless you, Jesus.
What a mess. That night was. What a mess.
Amen.
What an experience, huh? Well, one more night. Wasn't that terrible?
Yeah.
Wasn't it?
Yeah.
Every time they opened their mouth, he got in trouble.
Right.
He went and got him out. He said, can I go down to the city over there?
Yeah.
I said, go ahead. Yeah. He said, go ahead, you fool.
Mm-hmm.
All right, go ahead.
Jesus.
What a mess.
Yeah.
Now, we understand, but don't use it for justification.
All right.
How many messes did you get in?
Mm-hmm.
It was God's will.
Amen.
But he wants you to know that you got in a mess.
Amen.
Now, don't go that route anymore.
Hallelujah.
Amen, brother.
Glory to God.
Thank you,
Jesus.
He got mad at me yesterday, but he remembers. God said, don't you do that.
Glory to God.
Remember? I'm taking your word for it, brother. I wasn't out there when that whirlwind went by.
No.
You know how much it hurts God for his people to get angry at him?
Oh, God.
You can't be angry with God without sinning.
Oh, God.
Sorry to be angry, but don't be angry with God.
Amen.
No, don't do that.
Amen.
No.
Amen.
Oh,
Jesus.
Then he's going to get angry with you.
Jesus. Oh, God.
They don't blame me, God. This generation is so, I don't know, they've got a spiritual connotation about them that just, it's just such a veneer, such a deceitfulness.
Oh,
they'll cry out,
glory.
Woe is me.
Glory.
Because I am on gun.
Glory. Yes, Lord. Yes, Jesus.
I got a lot more, but I'll try to let it go. That happens to me every week, you know. Let me see if I can find this one before I go. Right. Now, we have received not the spirit of the world, but the spirit which is of God.
Hallelujah.
That we might know the things that are freely given to us of God.
Amen.
Which things also we speak.
Hallelujah.
Not in the words which man's wisdom teaches.
No.
But which the Holy Ghost teaches, comparing spiritual things with spiritual.
Hallelujah.
But the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God.
No.
For they are foolishness unto him.
Amen.
Neither can he know them because they are spiritually deserved. So when I look at a job you're doing, I don't use man's wisdom with it. I'm comparing the spirit of it.
Hallelujah.
With the spirit of God.
Glory.
Is the term decent and in order? Is that for natural man or for spiritual man? So where do we apply it? Where do we apply that spiritual law?
Hmm?
You got a law, don't you? How would you do it? I even try to test. Well, I come in and say, how would you do it, brothers? And I'll tell you what. We have pretty well got an idea what we're going to do, but I still may let you give a suggestion because there's still something we got to move around.
Mm-hmm.
Huh? And we're not going to do it to please you. We're going to do it in such a way that if you're gone or you're not here, I even try to say, you work in the kitchen, mm-hmm. you work anything, yes. remember, that something might be committed to you.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. Glory.
They're over here milking the cow. Suppose he's gone.
Glory to God.
He had been gone, you know, sometime with his other brothers here mm-hmm. who get in the spirit. And you know what? Them cows give milk.
Hallelujah. Yeah. Hallelujah.
They don't say where's Edward.
No, amen.
No, they don't. They didn't say we're looking for Edward. No. Is that right, Richard? Do they give milk when you go out there? Do they kick you? No. Get out of here. Where's Edward, right? We don't milk cows like the world.
No.
We don't feed chickens like the world. Because we have a different reason for doing it.
Amen.
We can live with it or without it.
That's right.
Amen.
We are content
Amen.
To have or not have.
Amen.
And how blessed we are that when God gives it, we'd be content.
Thank you,
Lord.
We're in contentment.
Thank you,
Lord.
And that's what this is all about. This is where God brought us to where this is a spiritual kingdom he's building here. This physical stuff's all going to go.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, but this tabernacle ain't going to be in the kingdom.
Amen.
The earth and all that's there ain't going to be dissolved. Turn up.
Amen.
He's building himself a tabernacle right now.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
And when he comes, boy, it's going to be...
Yeah.
Boy, that's going to be something.
Amen.
It's in my crystal cathedral.
Yeah, there you go. That's it.
Yeah.
That's an interesting story about them guys. They're all millionaires, you know, of the whole family. And they filed bankruptcy. And they took, before they filed bankruptcy, they drained the annuity fund
yeah.
and split it up amongst their family.
Yeah,
and they're still living out there, living lean. And the cathedral's fighting for life.
Yeah.
See?
Yeah.
The other day, one of the things you do at the cathedral was they feed you hungry. So the other day, up guys one of the limousines from Mr. Schuler
yeah.
and said, we'd like y'all to feed us, bring us a meal every morning at every day at 4 o'clock. And my limousine driver's mind,
yeah.
they don't bankrupt the church.
Amen.
Living in.
Yes, sir.
Living. Oh, Lord. My limousine driver will pick up the food.
Yeah, right.
Oh, this is what we want now.
Yeah.
We want this kind of food and that kind of food.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Boy, I'll tell you.
Amen.
What are they going to do? Because the church is part of the church policy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Amen.
The leaders are fussing about it. It's that part of our policy. We feed somebody if they request food.
Right.
So that's what I try to tell you. You can't do that. See, what made Gay think that we should take care of him or even that one back there?
Right.
Well, why should any of you believe it?
No.
I watch the way you brothers react. Yeah, we got a spiritual welfare mind.
Amen.
He don't do me right.
Sure.
Okay.
Get rid of the motorcycle yet?
Okay.
Got a guy.
Give it to him if you have to. Yeah, we do that too if we have to, you know.
Yeah.
Amen.
And that's something out there. Man wants to buy it.
Yeah.
Tell you what you do. You make him want to buy it.
Right.
Yeah.
You know how to make him want to buy it?
Oh, God. Thank you,
Jesus. Huh? No. What do you give for?
Right.
Make him want to buy it. He may say, I don't want it.
Right.
Hey, what do you give me for?
Yeah.
$5. You got it. Make him want to buy it.
Yeah.
Amen, bro.
You ain't never done that. Come on. I remember an old horseback come out of one day.
Yep.
He's come out and shoe our horses and all. And we had a little pony here. And one day he come out and said to me, why did you just give me that horse? Because he was a horse trader.
Yeah.
I said, okay.
Mm-hmm.
He said, what? I said, okay. Hey, brother, put that thing on the shed. He didn't know what to do.
Yeah.
I gave him the horse.
Amen.
Yeah.
How many times have I said okay to you?
Amen.
Huh? Go ahead. Go ahead. He finally died, didn't he? Huh? I never tried to beat the man. I did make good deals with him, and he made good deals with me. Huh? Well, why'd you give it to me, brother? Why'd you give me the house, huh? Then give me the car.
Amen.
I gave you the car, didn't I, brother? Huh?
Amen.
When something goes wrong, who do you holler at?
You.
I thought it was your car.
Amen. Yeah, amen.
See my point?
Yeah.
The only way you're going to even make that thing right, brother, is to see afar off.
Yeah.
Oh, yes, Lord.
That's my point?
Bless you, God.
You want God to bless you, you got to see afar off.
Amen.
And in that process of God putting you where he can bless you, you've got to deny yourself of a lot of things. Because God can't satisfy your flesh. He can't do it. Nothing satisfies him. Nothing. Zero. Flesh works by lust and it's never satisfied. God can satisfy your spirit because that works by lust. Hallelujah. There's the difference. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Boy, y'all don't like good old spiritual understanding, do you, huh? All right. You know, I'm going to sit down for a minute. It's almost noon. So glad I'm here. So glad I'm here. So glad I'm here in Jesus' name. Oh, so glad. This last generation began what we can assess around the 1930s.
Hallelujah.
Isn't that something? We still, see, that's the reason why it's hard for me to preach it, because even this house still questions me on.
Jesus!
We've already fulfilled the time period allocated for that generation. Well, I thought you said it would pass. I've explained that to you too. That's why my death could be the very passing of that. There ain't going to be too many living when I die that was born in this generation. You know, damn it, why should I tell them, God? I look at their face and I say, see, I catch things right away, and then I say, well, I'll say this and they'll get it too, because they heard me preach. But,
Jesus.
Now, you're just not that sharp.
Oh, God.
With your criticism, with your judgment, you're sharp, but with acceptance and receiving, you're not that sharp. But I saw a little article the other night from another preacher. He said, God sends them a strong delusion. There's a whole new world out here is a delusion. He said the 7 billion people is a delusion. He said they've been in the process of reducing the population for a long time.
Yes.
You really think they would let it get to 7 billion? Isn't that interesting? See, but they plan to stay what they've been doing, because they've been killing millions.
Yeah, amen.
So don't go by the death rate and the new birth rate and establish your population. Because in the midst of that, there are billions of them been killed.
Yes, sir.
I thought, boy, that's interesting.
Yeah, amen.
Somebody else, I don't even know this guy. See, but this 7 billion is a delusion.
Yes, sir. Right. Yep.
Amen.
Jesus.
Oh, yeah.
They know how to set us up.
Yes.
So it's all based on their calculations.
Yeah. Right. Amen.
See, oh, I didn't get in trouble because they said we're 7 billion, but I just told you, I just don't believe we're going to.
Right. Yeah, really, Richard.
Yeah. You know, I wasn't trying to be safe. I didn't get that from Thus Saith the Lord. But the word seven is a very important thing. Just like this. See, like this false science coming up here.
Right.
Amen. Yeah.
11, 9, 11.
Right.
11, 9, 11.
Right.
11, 9, 11.
Amen.
Amen.
Now, a lot of folk were deluded to 9-11. Because they thought that was a bad one coming down.
Right.
It came down 1 hour, but it didn't bring Babylon down.
No.
It might be a foretaste of the...
Right. Yeah.
God identified the city.
Yes, sir.
And the Wall Street movement.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
You peanut brains. It seems like nothing that your toes can penetrate the veneer of your iniquitous mind. And then when I call attention to it, you look at me and say, what does he see?
Bless you,
Jesus. I even tried to tell you. We are going to see an economic collapse.
Hallelujah.
This is not it yet, no. But it's out there. It's everywhere.
Yeah.
And when it goes, it will be 1 hour.
Amen.
Literally 1 hour.
Amen.
That will affect the merchants of far.
Yep.
China, Japan,
yeah, amen.
Europe,
Jesus.
Greece.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody called me this morning and said, Brother, how's this thing on Tuesday going to affect you? I said, I don't know. But I still believe that Gospel could hear me with no internet.
Yeah.
He can have ears, hear love of the Spirit. The Spirit don't speak through the internet.
No.
He don't speak through satellites. He speaks by the Spirit.
Huh?
If we had the Spirit of God, we'd get tuned in. Good receiver. Receiving the Holy Ghost. Well, we'll be right on top of it.
Hallelujah.
You're lead us by the Holy Spirit.
Yes, sir.
That's why you people that cultivate your ears to hear what the Spirit says.
Mm-hmm.
That I may say something that sounds so crazy in the natural, but in the Spirit now.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Bless you.
People do not know.
Bless
you. They do not. All right. I'll take that, Lord. It'll be fine now.
Thank you, Lord.
Hold to your hand. For this cause I, Paul, the prisoner of Jesus Christ, for you Gentiles.
Yes, Lord.
In other words, God got me tied to you.
Amen.
Obligated to you. And you demand a whole lot because I'm a prisoner.
Yes.
Amen.
For this cause, I, R.G. Stair, the prisoner of Jesus Christ, to you, remnant.
Oh, thank you, Lord.
To you have been chosen.
Hallelujah.
A prisoner. I'm bound by
you.
If you heard of the dispensation of grace of God which is given to me to you, were? Have you heard about it?
Yes, Lord.
Long suffering?
Yes.
Enduring?
Yes.
Steadfast?
Yes. Amen.
Thank you, God.
No?
Yes.
Yes.
You haven't heard about that?
Amen.
If you have heard of the dispensation of the grace of God which is given me to you,
hallelujah.
How am I going to deal with these people, Lord? My grace is sufficient.
Amen.
How can I feel this thing? How can I endure this thing? My grace is
sufficient.
How that by revelation he made known unto me. How did you find out about it? How did you find out about it? The revelation was made unto
you.
What revelation was that?
Lord,
I remember years ago we were coming up with the discussion of the tribulation. There was another preacher who was preaching tribulation. I think Wilkinson might have mentioned it all. He said this. He said, if you both believe that the church is going to go through the tribulation, it's going to alter the way you live.
Yeah.
Just believe in it.
Mm-hmm.
You'll start making changes.
Yeah.
And when I started telling you Jesus was coming, what was the emphasis? The emphasis was he's coming after the tribulation.
Hallelujah.
The thrust of this mission is you're going to go through tribulation.
Amen.
Have somebody, where were you all these years?
Hallelujah.
God have mercy, Lord. Have I failed that bad God? Lord. God.
Hallelujah. Thank you, God.
Now you just kind of make yourself look good, I see. Whereby when you read, you may understand my knowledge in the mystery of Christ. In other words, I know something you didn't know.
Amen.
That's always caused a problem, isn't it?
Yeah.
The mystery of knowledge that what you learned because.
Right.
Enoch.
Amen.
Amen.
You don't contribute your standing in faith today to the things you learned,
sure,
and heard and seen.
Amen.
You deny that?
Lord.
Everyone.
Bless
you.
The kingdom of God is righteous, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. And through much tribulation.
Hallelujah.
So where am I?
Yes, Lord.
Have I gone through much tribulation?
Oh, yeah.
And the kingdom of God is righteousness. The result of going through my tribulation is righteousness, peace, and joy. I don't fear for my soul or for my ministry. I fear for you. I'm steadfast in what God told me. Now, you're to your own peril if you don't shake yourself. If you don't hear dry bones, you're supposed to hear dry bones. And to make all men see what is the fellowship of the mystery. Wow. Fellowship.
Yes, sir.
Oh, what's fellowship? Fellowship. See it the same way.
Amen.
My. What fellowship?
Amen.
Which from the beginning of the world have been hidden God who created all things with Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah.
To the intent that now unto the principalities and powers in heavenly places might be known by the church.
Hallelujah.
The manifold wisdom of God.
Glory.
Wow.
Glory.
Woo.
Glory.
According to the eternal purpose which he purposed in Christ Jesus our Lord.
Amen.
Christ in you is the hope of glory. Purpose this from the beginning?
Yes.
For you who are in the end?
Amen.
Glory to God.
Shall we stand? Christ liveth. Like here's some lively stones.
Hallelujah.
No dead stones. Like here's some lively stones. Lord bless you. See you later.
Oh, praise the Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory, glory. All right, all right. Page 400. Are you ready?
Amen.
Glory, glory. Ain't God good?
Yes, he is.
Hallelujah.
I must tell Jesus all of my trials.
I cannot bear the burden alone.
In my distress, he kindly will help me. He ever loves and cares for his own.
Hallelujah.
Make all my troubles quickly an end.
Hallelujah.
I must.
Brother Timothy, would you pray for us today? Thank you, Lord.
Oh, thank you, Father. Thank you again for gathering us here today in Jesus' name and sending the prophet again. Once again, letting us know you come in our lifetime and strengthen us as we await and remain. And we thank you for being here, Lord, and for all the saints worldwide here. And bless Pastor Rice today. Anoint a mighty priest to word boldly as he ought to. And help us to hear, Lord. We need to hear what the Spirit is saying to us this day. So we thank you, oh God, for making us your choice, keeping us this day. Come in your care. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. You may be seated, saints of God. It's good for us to be here. That's what they said up on the mount. Remember? Up on the Mount of Transfiguration. When the glory of God was shown. Peter said, it's good for us to be here. Let us make three tabernacles. We thank God for the one tabernacle, huh? So glad to be here in the one tabernacle. Hallelujah. All right, have we figured out how blessed we are to be here yet? Hallelujah. By God's divine decree. Everybody doing all right? Praise the Lord. Well, the man of God started out talking about what? How about our faces? Hallelujah. Now, what did he say? He said, they don't look right.
Hallelujah.
But again, he said that the only way to do that is to start before time. He said, there's no way that we can come here on the Sabbath and have good faces, faces that are open. He said, the way to do that is you start on Sunday. So when Sabbath comes around, you'll have the right face. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, we won't be ready. You know, we can't wait till Jesus come.
Oh, no.
Yeah, we'll have to start.
Now.
Huh? Yeah. In fact, it's too late. If we hadn't started, we'll never make it.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Huh?
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. What a privilege to gather with the saints in the tabernacle. Hallelujah. What gracious words we heard. We've heard many gracious words for such a long period. Relatively speaking, you know, we've only been here a short time, but the man of God has preached much. Oh, yeah. To the point that we are without excuse.
Amen.
Hmm? Everything that pertains to life and godliness, God freely gives us.
Amen.
Early this morning, Brother Stair was talking about a people having a desire to be saved. You heard him too, huh? That's paramount, you know. Of course, what gets a man to that point is to understand the state he's in. And as much as you think that that's easy, only God can do it.
Only God.
Make a man understand the state he's in.
Only God.
And when God goes about to save us, that's how he does it. He takes the law and let us feel the weight of it. Grace won't mean nothing to us without the law.
Amen.
And that's where some of us stand today. No fear.
No fear.
Yeah, we have no real desire to be saved because we think that there's nothing to be saved from.
My Lord.
Y'all understand that?
My Lord.
How do you know? Well, I live here.
Yes.
Hello. And I'm going to give a honest report, just like Joshua and Caleb.
Thank you.
Huh?
Thank
you. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
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 Thank you, Father. Just a little while, saints. Y'all pray for me, all right? Hallelujah. And in the discourse about desiring to be saved, he talked about what the world offers. He said something like, you know, when we came to the point where we knew we needed to be saved, we didn't say, God, give me a new car.
No.
We said, God, give me a wife. We didn't do that. We said, God, save me.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory, God.
So that's how it is when people have a desire to be saved. That's what they seek after. They don't seek after the things that the world offers. Why would a people, having heard the word of God preached by the prophet so long, seek after the things of the world? He goes right down the line, you know, makes it plain. What are these things? He says it plainly. You know, what do the world love? Well, they don't love to come to the tabernacle.
Oh, bless you, Jesus.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
The world loves things, possessions. Things that pleasure them. They love their families. Learn that they love their houses. They love their land. They love their children. Love their grandchildren. And they love themselves. They like to do whatever they want to do as long as they can present themselves as just men. The world loves that, you know.
Oh, Jesus.
They love to seek their own. The world loves that. They certainly love new cars.
Wow.
Big screens in the house.
Amen.
Love not the world.
Amen.
Neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him.
Glory.
Now here we have holy ground, tabernacle of God. He meets with us here. Of course, there are folk that could be here, but since the evils of the world allure them and they let them, they don't come. They're not here. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Of course, the more I talk, the deeper I'll get in trouble. You know that. Because if I make examples, they'll be real plain. And they'll say, well, Pastor Rice is talking about me. That's a good thing, though. Because when I stand up, I talk about sinners. I talk about people chosen of God. I talk about a remnant. I talk about a people who God gave himself for. He laid down his life for them. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Hallelujah. Can you imagine that, God giving himself for us?
Oh, Jesus.
Well, how do we believe that? Not the way that we act.
Thank you, God.
Hopefully, I mean, come on.
Glory, thank
praise
you.
The Lord, saints. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Well, I found a song in the songbook. Of course, there's nobody in here that can sing, huh? That somebody could offer to do their song, but we don't do that.
My Lord.
What about prayer? Well, you always choose those brothers from grace, or, you know, well, I try to choose somebody that wants to do it.
Amen.
Anybody can say, hey, Pastor Rice, may I offer the prayer? No. We don't do that.
Oh, God.
We don't do that. Anybody in here know how to sing? I see. But you want, I'll sing a song. Get, come on.
Hallelujah.
God's going to have something.
Right.
He's going to be worshiped. He's going to have a people. Somebody know what to do when they get to the tabernacle.
Amen.
Where's Danielle today?
Amen.
Mercy. Help us, Lord. I must tell Jesus all of my troubles. I cannot bear these burdens alone. Tell me, Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Well, the reason I ask for it, because she was a little bitty thing, and sometimes the saints at Grace would act like they didn't know what to do. But she'd get a hold of that microphone. She'd know what to do.
Praise the Lord.
Before she was out of her diapers, what was that song she'd sing all the way through, Kurt? Is the blood still there? Yeah, she was still in her diaper. She grabbed that microphone and sang that song. And then she shouted. I said, well, somebody know what to do here. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Yeah, he put a little child in our midst.
Amen.
Little children.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Of course, that's when she was little. Where is she now? See how we do? Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Well, Pastor Rice, you're a spoiled sport. No. Praise the Lord. I'm valiant for the truth. Glory, glory.
Hallelujah.
You shall know the truth. The truth shall make you free. Thank you, Father. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Brother Stair talked about a pattern for community. And he did lay out a pattern. Of course, we moved away from the pattern.
My God.
And I remember the communities that started to go out of the way of the pattern. One of the things they would do is they would paint their mobile homes all these loud colors, like a circus. I know I was there. Someone said to me that this year we probably bought more food than we've ever bought. Probably true. Of course, that's not after the pattern, because we have land out there. No? Well, this is my part to say. I know nobody else want to say it like this. Everybody else want to say, oh, we've been doing so good, Pastor Rice. We heard Brother Stair, and we've been falling right in the pattern. But I can't say that.
Amen.
Well, why did we go out and buy a lot of food? Well, we got the money, right? And we certainly following after the pattern.
Wow.
You know, we got all kind of conveniences.
Amen.
No?
Yes.
Not after the pattern, though.
Oh, God.
The pattern was to have a people that would be content with such things as they had.
Amen.
That's how it's written in the book. But we just kicked out of the traces. We probably would have done it sooner if we had the liberty to do it. Everybody understand what I'm saying? But there was some constraining force that, you know, we didn't want to buck against too much. We still spent more than we should have spent then. But of course, after this event, we spent much more than we should have. We acquired things that we shouldn't have acquired. We did like the old helper, Kurt. We walk the fence line.
Yep.
You know what they do when you bring the new heifer in, put them in the pasture?
Mm-hmm.
They walk the fence line, first thing. They see where their boundaries are. That's what happened here. Brother Stair passed on, and we started walking, and...
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
We say we heard him, but we didn't hear anything about self-denial, did we?
We did.
Well, we didn't hear it like we heard the other stuff, though.
Right.
Nobody's knocking on my table and talking to me about that. Evidently, that's not one of the priorities. You know, when we deny ourselves and take up the cross. That must be one of the things way down the bottom.
My God. Lord. Help us, God. Help us, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Well, the pattern is still the pattern.
Right.
So, we that have ears to hear, let me entreat you today. Let me beseech you.
All right.
By the mercies of God.
All right. Return.
Yeah, there you go. Preach it. Yeah, let's repent. Is that good stuff?
Amen.
I mean, it's one thing to get out of the way and turn back, but you get out of the way and keep going.
Right.
You can only get farther away.
Amen.
When the brothers, Timothy and Ron, went out to Texas, at one point he said, we were going east. I said, yeah, you never get there like that. They got turned around. So you'll never get to Texas going east, not from where we live.
Right.
But I said, you know, we've all done that.
Yeah.
Yeah. The scriptures say all we like sheep
Amen.
Have gone astray. We've all walked in our own way.
Amen.
The grace of God allow us to return. That's how the brothers got to their destination. They found grace. Huh? Sometimes these talking phones that are directing you on where to go, they'll say, make a U-turn. You know what that means. You're going the wrong way. I see. Hey, saints, let's make a U-turn. Huh? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Return unto me.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Yeah, there's no way that we'll be able to buy enough stuff or find enough stuff to satisfy the lust of the flesh. We'll never have enough of anything. What we have to learn is to be content and be faithful with what we have, which we don't do so well. See, this is the pattern that was set up. To be faithful in whatever you have.
Right.
And to be content with it.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
There's an old saying. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
You know, sometime when we go to fix something, we just throw everything away. But the Bible say you throw out the bad and keep the good.
Amen.
So the things that we're doing according to the pattern, we should continue to do that. The other things we should throw away.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Brother Kurt gave me one of his words of wisdom this morning. Y'all know he's very adept at that, don't you? He was, he comes to visit me on Sabbath morning, drink a little coffee, eat a little muffin. Charlene makes the muffins. I make the coffee. But he said, you know, it's a shame if I've been listening to Brother Stair 20, 25 years and I still crap my pants. That's kind of colorful, huh? Y'all know what it means, though.
Yeah,
absolutely. Yeah, we've heard a lot of preaching, but you know the way we walk and talk just—it's not commensurate with all the teaching and preaching that we've heard. Everybody, see what I'm saying?
Amen. Oh God.
Hallelujah. And some said that the things they were taught or learned here were a waste of their time. Can you imagine that?
Oh my God.
I partly believe them because they don't always show up.
Oh, Jesus.
The other events, they make it to those. Hello?
Amen.
Oh, I know I'm getting in trouble.
Hallelujah.
I'm really not trying to, though.
Thank you, Jesus.
What I'm trying to do is be faithful.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Bless your name, Jesus.
Oh, yes.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Because, you know, folk leave here and they go out and they go right back into what Brother Stair told them not to get into. Because they got upset with something that they saw or something that happened or something that he did.
Oh, Jesus.
So that's the case of throwing the baby out with the bathwater.
Mm.
Yep. He taught good stuff. Oh. We still listen to it.
Amen.
It's still good. Oh. It's
Amen.
Godly counsel.
Amen.
It words of life.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Well, we get maybe move from one point, or we find something, oh no, that's not right, Brother Stair, and then we throw everything away.
Mm.
Y'all see how many times that happened?
Yes.
That's foolish, isn't it?
Right.
Huh?
Right.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
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 Glory, glory.
Glory.
Yeah, how many have gone away from here and gotten back in debt? You know how they do it, huh?
Amen.
When they live out the way the world does.
Right.
Not a life of self-denial.
Yeah.
Not a life of discipline. That's not how folk get in debt. People get in debt because they learn the way of the heathen.
Hallelujah.
And they live the way the world lives.
Amen.
I'm not making many friends.
Hallelujah.
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 I heard the preacher. Boy, he preached real good, you know. These messages that we say we love to hear.
Amen.
He talks about Blue Cross and Blue Shield and, huh? We've thrown that out too, haven't we?
I know.
We found some remedies.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Hmm? Mm-hmm. Boy, this YouTube is valuable for us, huh? We just punch it up.
Oh, God. Mercy, Lord.
I heard talk about some pastor on YouTube. Have you seen? No, I don't look for stuff like that. I do look at things on YouTube, you know, how to breathe and swim and stuff like that, how to perfect your freestyle, but I don't look for crazy preachers. It's not conducive to good Christian living.
No.
It's amazing that the things we look at and seek out and know that they are against us.
Amen. Hmm? Hallelujah. Amen.
No, I don't think I look for too much religious stuff on my phone. Usually I don't carry it with me. I've got one of those phones that do stuff like that, but I leave it at the house most of the time. So I have to go home to look at my email. I can't just reach in my pocket. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I have limited access to it. Not a lot of FaceTime. And that's due to some things I've learned.
Yes.
And I've learned some discipline, too.
Amen.
It's very important.
That's right.
That's what being a disciple is. It's being disciplined.
Yes.
We don't like the word discipline. It's directly opposed to doing what you want to do.
Amen.
When you want to do it.
Sure. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, God.
I was looking at one of the old pictures. Janet sent me a picture with me and my sister and niece. And I said, yeah, that belly's a little bit big there. And there's been times when it's been a little bit big. Y'all, I know where it comes from, though. I can't blame it on anybody. That comes from a lapse in the discipline.
Right.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. Hallelujah. Yes.
It's the same way if you got weight on.
Amen.
Yeah. Tooth fairy don't do that.
No. So true. Amen.
You're just not denying yourself.
No.
You're not walking in discipline.
Amen. Amen. True. Oh, yes, Lord.
And you can gauge anything natural as you can spiritual.
Sure. Amen.
That's right.
So true.
Sure. Mm-hmm. If you put on weight naturally, you can get fat in the spirit too.
Amen. Hallelujah. Glory.
And you'll be lethargic.
Yes.
You won't have much vitality.
Right.
You'll be slowful. You won't feel like doing it.
Amen.
And you won't do it.
Amen.
You'll lay on the couch and eat your snacks and watch the TV.
Yep.
Spiritually.
Right.
Yeah. If you can see it naturally, then you can also look and see it spiritually.
Amen. Hallelujah. So true.
You won't have a desire for the Word of God. It'll diminish.
It will.
But what's required is for a people to hunger,
yes,
and thirst to be filled with righteousness.
Yes, Lord.
Not just say, well, you know, if you put, I'll see what it looks like and maybe I'll have some, you know, like we do with the naturally.
Mm.
Well, we'll take a look. Mm. If it looks good, then maybe we'll have some. If not, then maybe we'll go on. Who cooked it?
Oh, Jesus. Bless you, Lord. Glory, God.
But God is looking for vibrant people.
Yes.
Yes, Lord.
Huh?
Glory.
Yes. Lively stone.
Hallelujah. Glory.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory. Bless you, Lord.
He certainly provided everything to have a vibrant people.
Yes, Lord.
Yeah, well, what more do you want him to do?
What more?
Yeah, we lie on God when we say it's right for us to come and look the way we look and act the way we lie on God.
Lie on God.
I'm not convinced.
No.
Hmm?
Amen.
we are his representatives.
Yes, Lord.
Hmm?
Glory God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Well, Pastor, if we saw more, if we knew more. People ask me, have you ever seen a demon? I see bad, evil spirits. I see them now. Hello.
Hallelujah.
If folk come in here and act like God ain't done nothing for them, you know what that is, don't you? I do see it.
All right.
Hallelujah.
Hey, somebody say amen.
Amen.
But I'm not believed. They said, well, Pastor Rice, I don't believe that. Why? Well, they keep doing it. God's able to deliver you, but you'll have to say, I need some deliverance. God's not going to deliver you and you say, well, I don't need that.
Amen.
He can't even save you like that.
Amen.
God to save you, you must know you need to be saved.
Amen.
And for us to be delivered from coming in here the way we come, then we'll have to admit it's wrong and we need some deliverance.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I'm just endeavoring to be the faithful messenger.
Hallelujah.
You see, I didn't write out a sermon.
That's all right.
But as far as a physical manifestation, other than, you know, and I've never seen a demon. But I do see the unclean spirits. They manifest. Hmm? Sure.
Hallelujah.
Well, Jesus, you know, I want to see you. I do see him.
Amen.
Yeah.
Glory.
Well, let me see this, Lord. Let me see that. And of course, God looks at what we're faithful in.
Amen.
How long have you fasted, Pastor Rice? How many do you run on Sabbath? You ever seen any visions?
My Lord.
Someone wrote me and said, what vision do you have for your ministry? I told y'all about that, right?
Yeah.
Well, I did answer. I don't have a vision, but there's a vision.
Right. Hallelujah.
You know, of people looking for Jesus, ready for
God.
When he comes.
Yeah.
A holy people, a tried people.
Hallelujah.
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 A people of a pure language that serve God with one consent.
Hallelujah.
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 A holy nation, a royal priesthood, exceeding great army. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. But as far as me taking Walter Burr for God, no, I don't have that vision. I don't think God wants Walter Burr. He does want you, though.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Yeah, only if we would want him.
Amen.
You know,
amen.
God wants man, and man needs God, but God don't want man.
My Lord.
Man don't want God.
Right.
Hallelujah.
Right.
Oh, I want to see him look up on his face.
There to sing forever.
Glory, glory. So I haven't seen lots of things, but I've seen Jesus.
Hallelujah.
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 In fact, I can see him in you.
Hallelujah.
And I must say again, you always say that, Pastor Rice, because we seem to overlook it.
Hallelujah.
If you can't see him in your brother, hallelujah, you can't see him.
Hallelujah.
I don't care how spiritual you get. If you can't see Jesus in your brother, you can't see Jesus.
Hallelujah.
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 Glory, glory.
Bless you.
Rejoice in the Lord. Yeah, this is a good place to do it. You have other brothers and sisters here to help you. If you can't rejoice here now, you don't rejoice when you get to you by yourself, do you? Hello. Somebody talk to me today. Oh, bad time, huh? Oh, not now, Pastor Rice. I see. Rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice.
Rejoice in the Lord.
Thank you, Lord. It's just a righteous response. Yeah, it's not wrong to rejoice. Yeah, in light of all that God has done for us. Yeah, we won't rejoice too much. We won't give God too much glory. Hallelujah. Yeah, we won't get beside ourselves too much. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Or some folk ask God to see stuff so that they can, you know, be iniquitous. You know how people get the news first so they can go tell everybody. Show me this God, show me that God. That's so we can say, look what God showed me. You know, Brother David said, sometimes brothers tell him, see, God showed me how to do that. He said, well, you messed it up. Who showed you that?
Right.
Somebody say amen.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Glory, glory.
Hallelujah.
Do we ask God all of these things so that we can edify the body? Praise the Lord. So that we can glorify him?
Hallelujah.
Or just so we can say, well, see what God showed me?
Hallelujah.
Y'all know I'm talking, right?
All right.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Well, I notice a lot of things that we should have been shown by God, we don't act like we've been shown them.
Oh, God.
That means we're not faithful in this, so he's not going to show us anything else. You don't know to look for Jesus in your brother?
Amen.
Y'all don't know that? Huh? Everybody's not even in agreement with me. Huh? Y'all want to see Jesus?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory, glory. You know, it is the mystery that Paul revealed.
It is.
He said, Christ
in you.
In Mike,
yes.
The hope of glory.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory.
Of course, you need eyes to see.
Glory.
And we have eyes to see.
Amen.
We have ears to hear. Well, what's working, Pastor Rice? Unclean spirits. Y'all won't believe me, will you? Yeah, that's exactly right. They don't glorify God. They won't magnify God. They don't rejoice in God. No, they don't. No, they don't. That's unclean spirit. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Oh, I want to see him.
Look up on his face.
Glory, glory. Well, yeah, there are people that desire to be here, even if for a visit. But God has it so that they can't come.
Jesus.
But God is not doing them wrong.
No. No way.
God is faithful to you, Sister Johnson.
Yes. Hallelujah.
You're doing a good work, Sister Johnson.
Amen.
Don't come down.
Amen.
You're doing more right there, staying with your husband, than many are doing right here.
Hallelujah.
Don't come down. Amen. Be faithful to God. He's certainly faithful to you.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory, glory. Thank you, Lord. Man of God said, by now your spirituality is a farce. What does that mean? Hmm?
Hallelujah.
Spirituality is not a problem. Being spiritual is not. That's what God would have. Paul said, I would speak to you as unto spiritual. God is a spirit.
Amen. Mm-hmm. Oh, yes, yes.
Yep. I would, he said, but you are yet carnal and walk as men. He said the evidence of that is the envy and strife among you. Hallelujah. Because we've just not defined this spirituality too well. Usually what we call spirituality is, you know, something between me and God.
Hallelujah.
And there should be something between you and God.
Oh, yeah.
Hallelujah. Yes, Lord.
But you're not the only one.
Right.
Huh?
Right.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Jesus.
It's common to the body.
Hallelujah.
Everybody understand that?
Yes, sir.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Everybody don't know. I don't have much agreement there. Everybody, huh? Come on, y'all wake up in here.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory, glory.
Hallelujah.
You know, God walks with me and he talks. That's what he does with his people. Yeah. Show him things to come. That's what he does with his people. Where we get off the boat is we think we're the only ones. That's garbage. See, that's the spirituality that's a farce.
No way.
Huh?
No way.
Sure.
No way.
Hello. And I have no problem with God showing you something, but, you know, if he don't show you this, he didn't show you that. Anybody know what that means?
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
If you don't know to find Christ in your brother, you don't know anything else. No, you don't. You won't convince me. You won't convince me.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now, suppose you and God got together, you know, in your little secret place, and he gave you a lot of things, taught you a lot of things. Well, what do you think they'd be for? I see. I see. How are we doing? So if you got them all, then you're not holding back on us, are you?
My God.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
You know, I came here and I stood up to preach because God had me do it. He's still doing it. It'd be easier for me not to do it. At least one way, but not the other way.
My God.
Because if God have you do it and you, you know, don't do right, then he has a response for that.
Amen. Amen.
But in the critiquing of my preaching, you know, they talk about the prophecy and this and whatever that. And of course, my answer was, I preach what God tell me to preach.
Amen.
Amen.
And if you got the other part, then get up and preach it. That's what I say. Don't keep pulling me down. Don't keep pulling me down. If you got the other part, then get up and preach it. I'm going to preach my part, everything that God gives to me. Hold back nothing. I'm going to do it in word and in deed. And when I talk about laying down my life, I'm going to endeavor to do it. Not just to stand up and say how great I am. You're going to see me in the trenches. Hallelujah. You'll see me in the prayer house. You'll see me in the weed patch. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You'll see me when somebody wants some godly counsel.
Right.
Yeah, so I came and God said this needs to be done, so I do it.
Amen. And you're faithful.
That's
right. My brother, and I love you.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, God, oh, God, oh, God.
And of course, people that are firstborn, they understand that. Because when they were born, they had nobody to do anything. They had to do it.
Amen.
And they have a different mentality.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I'm not firstborn, but I do apply myself to do things that need to be done. Usually there are things that nobody else wants to do. You know, it's and I've been faithful in those. God knows it.
Praise the Lord.
God sure loves faithfulness.
Praise the Lord. Amen.
So God see that, you know, we still need someone to be an example, someone that will give godly counsel.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh yeah.
Yes. Yes.
Someone that can have compassion, show mercy. No? Hallelujah. Yeah, we may not understand it, but a bunch of people standing up showboating is not going to serve the body.
Amen.
And God don't forsake his own. Even the least here that need godly counsel, need someone, yeah, God will make sure they have somebody. Of course, they'll be willing, you know, to do what God would have them to do. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Usually, my coming up, going to this church and that church, almost in every church you'd find some evangelist. Usually they'd be some little sisters. Y'all know I'm telling the truth.
Amen.
I know.
Amen.
And of course, they didn't pastor the church usually. Usually a pastor did that.
Lord,
but you'd have a few evangelists show up.
Yeah.
Amen.
No?
Amen.
You know, try to help guide the pastor.
Amen.
Is that right?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Well, what do you got against evangelists, Brother Rice? I'm not against, especially, you know, the callings of God.
Right.
The ones God placed in the body. Right. Apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, right. teachers. No. God did that.
Amen.
For the perfecting of the saints.
Amen.
For the work of the ministry.
Amen.
For the edifying of the body of Christ.
Amen.
That's what they're for.
That's right.
Wait for this.
Glory to God.
But I dare say that all of these young sisters that showed up saying they were evangelists were not.
Amen.
They didn't hinder me, though.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
But I'm telling you how things go.
Right.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you,
right. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Praise God. Bless you.
Glory to God.
I better get to the end of this. Praise the Lord, saints.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to
God. Oh, give unto the Lord, all ye mighty. Give unto the Lord glory and strength. Give unto the Lord the glory. Hallelujah. Yeah, God makes sure that, you know, he places members in the body and gifts so that we can keep our spiritual equilibrium.
Amen.
How about that?
Amen.
He does make sure that we have what we need.
Right.
When we need it.
Right.
He is a God that does supply our needs.
Amen.
According to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory, glory. And what we need is faith in God.
Faith in God.
Hmm?
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Father. Oh, bless you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, God.
Apostasy is when you no longer believe what you say you believe. Oh, that's what we have. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory.
Pretenders.
Hallelujah.
Hmm? Brother told me, he said, you know, when I came here, I didn't even believe in this brother stare. Mm. He said, but after I listened to him a little while, I said, this guy's genuine.
My Lord.
Yeah. No doubt.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Genuine. And it's required of all of God's people.
Amen.
Because God is real.
Yes, he is.
Yeah, and he's looking for real people.
Amen.
That really love him.
Amen.
Hmm?
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You know, people that love to worship him.
Glory. Hallelujah.
Well, you know, God's not striving with us now. Well, no, but if we do what the word says, the Spirit will agree.
Hallelujah.
Everybody understand that?
Glory. Glory. Glory.
You can't tell me different.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, God's looking for true worshipers. Faithful servants. Faithful stewards.
Hallelujah. Mm. Glory.
It is what's required.
Right.
And he rewards faithfulness.
Amen. Yes, he
does. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You can't beat him giving.
No.
He give good and perfect gifts.
Glory, God. Yes. Bless it.
If you're lacking in anything, you're missing something, God does have it.
That's right.
Huh?
Yes, he does.
You say, I like to have some joy to go to the tabernacle. Well, you can only get it from God.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
You can't get it walking in your iniquity and calling God a liar.
Amen.
Huh? Yeah, I want some joy and peace. Well, he got it. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Hallelujah. God's going to try us, though.
Oh, yeah.
Amen.
And, you know, some have failed miserably. Mm. You know, the world offers. Promises. Oh, how the world to evil allures me. Oh, how my heart is tempted to sin. I must tell Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you,
God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory, glory. But all that we need is in Jesus Christ. Huh? No need for us to have that welfare spiritual mentality. Oh, God ain't done me right. Huh? Y'all didn't hear him preach it?
Yeah.
Well, it's okay. Don't you preach. I'm going to reiterate. Okay. You ain't done me right. Huh?
My Lord.
Well, he's given us less than our iniquity deserves. Undeserving as what we are, we ought to thank him. Love and praise him a little more today and a whole lot more tomorrow. Ain't God good? He gives us so many blessings undeserving. That's what we are. We are to thank him. Love and praise him a little more today and a whole lot more tomorrow. Stand, saints. Yeah, God loves us. He's good. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Brother Harper, pray for us. Glory to his name. Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord, for everything you have given to us, Lord. Thank you for waking us up in the morning, Lord. We can't do nothing without you, Lord. You are our strength, Lord, and our salvation, Lord. And I ask you, Lord, to help us, Lord, to lay aside every weight, Lord, and the sin that so easily beset us, Lord, that sin of unbelief, Lord. You have gathered us here, Lord, to suffer one another, Lord, to labor with each other, Lord, and love, Lord. And, not remain faith, hope, and charity, Lord, but the greatest is charity, Lord. Help us, Lord, to walk in that charity, Lord, because charity, Lord. Bear all things, believe all things, hope all things, Lord, and do all things, Lord. And we can only do this, Lord, through you, Lord. We can do all things through you, Lord, because Christ, you strengthen us, Lord. Your strength is made perfect in our weakness, Lord. And we got to admit, Lord, that we need help, Lord, that we need you, Lord, and we need to be saved, Lord, saved from ourselves, Lord. What a wretched, miserable old man, Lord, this body of flesh, Lord. We are waiting on a true manifestation, Lord, the sons of God, Lord. Oh, how long for that, Lord, to be clothed, Lord, with that spiritual tabernacle, Lord, that eternal tabernacle, Lord, and putting off this flesh, Lord. I moan sometimes within myself, Lord, and we would do good. Evil is present with us, Lord, and in our mind, Lord, it comes, Lord. It won't let up, Lord. It's implacable, and I ask you to strengthen us to be implacable against it, Lord. Everything that is against you, let us be against it, Lord. Help us, Lord, to although we walk in the flesh, Lord, we do not war in the flesh, Lord. Weapons of our warfare are not carnal, Lord, but mighty through God, Lord, through the pulling down of strongholds, Lord, cutting down imagination, all imagination, Lord, every high thing that is all itself against the knowledge of God, bringing into captivity every thought, Lord, to the being of Christ, Lord. We have to do this daily, Lord. Daily, Lord, we have to practice, Lord. We can't wait until that day come, Lord. We want to be and let us put it to feet, Lord. Let us do it now, Lord. And I ask that you bring us together, Lord. Let us be that one stick in your hand, Lord, that you ordained us to be, Lord. Let us be one, Lord, like you and the Father are one, Lord. And you know, Lord, everything that we do, the flesh is against it, Lord. That's how I know and we know that we are doing right, Lord, when the flesh come against it, Lord. But you have given us the spiritual weaponry, Lord, to cast these things down, Lord. We are not empty-handed, Lord. We have the spiritual weapon, Lord, but help us, Lord, not to lay it on a shelf, Lord. Help us to use these spiritual weapons, Lord, you have given to us, Lord. And you are our strength, Lord. We are complete in you, Lord, which is the head of all principalities and powers, Lord. And you said you will never leave us nor forsake us, Lord, but that is on our own conditions, Lord. We must meet our conditions, Lord. We must stay with you, Lord, and fight this good fight of faith, Lord, in defense of the gospel, Lord. Everything in the world, Lord, is against us, Lord, being here, Lord. And thank you, Lord, for guiding our life, Lord. Everything that you have done in our life, Lord, it was all the purpose to bring us to you, Lord, to bring us to Christ, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for the trials and tribulations, Lord. We glory in tribulation, Lord, knowing that tribulation worketh patience, Lord, and patient experience, Lord, and experience hope, and hope make it not to be ashamed, Lord, because the love of God is spread abroad in our heart by the Holy Ghost, which is given to us, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We don't murmur and complain about these things, Lord. To help us with that, Lord. Help us to give glory to you, Lord. Help us, Lord, to be content, Lord, with such things that we have, Lord. Help us, Lord, not to be covetous, Lord, adultery, Lord, and lusting after evil things, Lord, lusting after the lust of the flesh. Yes, Lord, and the lust of the eye, the pride of life, Lord, these things are against us, Lord. Father, don't dwell in us, Lord, when we dwell on anything. Help us, Lord, to keep our mind on things above each and every day. Help us, Lord, not to be moved away, Lord, from the hope of a God. Help us, Lord, to be more rooted and grounded, Lord, in your love, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, that we may be to comprehend what all saying, whether the breadth and length, the depth and the height, and to know the love of God, Lord, with passes knowledge, Lord, that we may be filled with all the fullness of God, Lord. Help us, Lord, to redeem the time, Lord. And be filled with the Spirit each and every day. Thank you, Lord, for giving us this place. This is a place of crucifixion, Lord. Help us, Lord, to return back to the old path, Lord, and repent, Lord. Help us, Lord, to go in the right direction, Lord, to follow pastor as he followed Christ, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, for bringing him, Lord. You are speaking through the Holy Ghost, Lord. And help us, Lord, to hear counsel, Lord, and receive instruction, Lord, so that we may be wise and delighted, and help us to do it, Lord. Yeah. And you are our strength, Lord. We need to do it, Lord. We need to help us not to be hearers only, Lord, but doers of the word, Lord, so we won't be deceiving our own selves, Lord. How often we deceive, Lord, thinking we doing it, but we really not, Lord. We are embarking on our iniquity, Lord. Help us, Lord, to despise those things which are evil, Lord, cleave to those things which are good. Help us, Lord, not to forsake the assembling of ourselves, Lord. It matters something about the much more. And we see the day approaching, Lord. We see the your coming, Lord. Help us. We have been a people to prepare, Lord. The remnant here, Lord. You have prepared the people, Lord, for your name's sake, Lord. Not anything that we did, Lord. But it's all about you, Lord. If we want to boast in anything, help us to boast about you, Lord. And whatever revelation we get, help us, Lord, to present it unto you, Lord, as a sacrifice, Lord, unto the body, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, everything for the edification of the body, Lord. You praise such in the body, Lord, to edify the body. A pastor, teacher, prophet, Lord, evangelists, everything, Lord, work together for good for them that love God, to those who are called according to his purpose, Lord. And I ask you, Lord, thank you, Lord, you've given us space to repent, Lord. Help us to repent, Lord. Let us work that, let us be true worshipers, Lord, and work that true repentance, Lord, which is pure worship, Lord. And repent, Lord, daily, Lord. Let it be a lifestyle of repentance, Lord, each and every day, Lord, because we don't know when we're going to go, Lord. We don't know, Lord. You know our heart. Our heart is definitely wicked above all things, Lord, and it seeks to do evil, or desperate, Lord, to do wickedly, and we can identify that, Lord. I can identify that in me, and I know it's in my brother and sister that they fighting, Lord. We fighting for our lives, Lord, against the sin, the flesh, and the devil, Lord, but you are our strength, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. You are our strength. You are the rock of our salvation, Lord. You are our fire, Lord. You are everything, Lord, that we need, Lord. We have everything that we need here, Lord. And help us, Lord. Give us wisdom, Lord, on how to spend, Lord. Help us, Lord, to come together, not to do our own thing, Lord. A lot of times, Lord, we stray away, Lord, doing our own thing, Lord, listening to other voices, Lord. Help us, Lord, to listen to you, Lord, and take heed, Lord, to instruction, Lord. And if you see somebody else, another brother, Lord, just help us to just have mercy, Lord, knowing that can be us, Lord. Say, take heed, Lord, lest you fall. Help me, Lord. And I can't look at nobody else, Lord. I gotta look on myself. But if I do see something, I gotta look on it for instruction, Lord, knowing that I can fall by the same thing. Lord, help me, Lord, to walk in that God and feel, Lord, to apply the scriptures to myself, Lord. I can't blame nobody, Lord. And God, you make no mistakes, Lord. It's not your fault, Lord. I got my own self into my own nigga, all my sin, Lord, because of my doing, Lord. Now, because thank you, Lord, for not dealing with us after our sin, Lord, nor rewarding us called to our nigga, though. We'd have been gone a long time ago, Lord. We wouldn't even made it here, Lord. That's how much your mercy and grace. Help us, Lord, to thank all on these things, Lord. Receive instruction, Lord. Be grateful for everything you have given us, Lord. Thank you, Lord. You have given us so much, Lord, that we don't even have room, Lord, to even hold it, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Your abundance of blessing, Lord. You have blessed us abundantly, Lord, more than we can ask, Lord, or even think about, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Your Lord shall apply your need according to the riches and glory by Christ Jesus. You have supplied everything that we need, Lord. We want a lot of things, Lord, but we don't need it, Lord. Help us, Lord, to be faithful, Lord, in the things which you have given us, Lord. And we don't need to see you, Lord. We need to see you and our brothers and sisters, Lord. That's what we need to see, the true revelation, Lord, the simplicity, Lord, the gospel, Lord, to see Christ in my brother and sister. What a joy, Lord. What a marvelous, miraculous thing, Lord. I see Christ in my brother, Lord, knowing that we don't even deserve it, Lord, but you are in there. What an amazing thing, Lord, to think about, Lord. Thank you. Just bring joy to my heart, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hell, you have given us, Lord. Thank you. Just peace of mind, Lord. Joy, Lord. Like you said, Pastor, if you don't have it, ask for it. And God, he'll give it to you. He'll give it to you. Yes, Lord, we need him, but we got to admit, we got to be honest. Come to him with an honest and sincere heart and say, God, I really need you. I'm lacking a lot, Lord. I'm lacking. I need you, Lord. I can't live without you, Lord. I can't think without you, Lord. You're my everything, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Help me, Lord, not to depart from you, Lord, with an evil heart of unbelief, Lord. Many have departed, Lord. I ask you to keep me, Lord. Keep me, Lord, in the fear of the Lord. Keep me, Lord, to not to depart from you, Lord. I know it's possible, Lord. I'm not immune to it, Lord. That way even scares me more, Lord, but help me, Lord. Help me, Lord, to hold on to you. You said you'll never leave us, not forsake us. That's what I hold on to, Lord. And we can hold on to you, Lord. And we are waiting on your coming, Lord. Ask you to help us to get prepared, Lord, for your coming, Lord, way before time, Lord. And help us, Lord, to love each other, Lord, and be one in Christ, Lord. And thank you, Lord, for the preaching of the prophet. Thank you, Lord, for the preaching of the pastor. It's all one spirit. It's all one spirit, Lord. Speak the same thing. It don't contradict nothing, Lord. If you come in with something else, you just deceived by Satan. He's a deceiver. He's a murderer. Thank you, Jesus. Help us, Lord, to come together, Lord. We don't let nothing come between us, Lord. Nothing shall separate, Lord, from your love, Lord. You are love, Lord, and Christ dwelling in us, Lord, and we can love. Only because of you, Lord, we can love. And you dwell in us, Lord, and you don't want us to, Lord, be shackled with chains, Lord. You want us to be free to worship you, Lord, to be free. We are free, Lord, to worship you here, Lord, and everywhere else we go, Lord, to worship you all the day long, to boast in you, Lord, not me. You, Lord, you are the reason, Lord, why we're here. You are the reason for my salvation. You, Lord, gave me me the mouth to speak, Lord. You make my feet like hind feet, Lord. Thank you, G. You're giving us everything, Lord. You are the one, Lord. You, Lord. Nothing come from myself, Lord. You, the goodness of the Lord. You, Lord. Everything about you, Lord. Not about me. Let me, Lord. But help me, Lord, to uphold ourselves. Help us to uphold ourselves and knowing that it's Christ. Christ was living in us. He does the worst. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for the preaching. Thank you for everything you have given us, Lord. It's innumerable. I can't even count the things. Just help us, Lord, to count our blessings. Each and every help us to be thankful, Lord. You brought us to a place that we can love you, Lord, that we can worship you. We are free to worship you, Lord. You are looking for true worship, Lord. The Father seeketh such to worship him. Yes, Lord. Help me, Lord. Help us, Lord, be true worshipers, Lord, to be dedicated, to be faithful unto you, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, that we wait in your coming, Lord. Maranatha. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Brother Harbor. God bless you, precious saints of God. Maranatha, the Lord is coming. Hallelujah.
Do you like what you see?